Hello Dad, welcome to the Mana Pool. This is, I don't remember, three...
X plus one?
Or no, because this is going out this week. So this is 348? Is that 349?
I could look it up real quick.
Oh, I could too, I have internet at your house.
Yes.
Jam. But hi, we're recording at Brian's house. Because, oh wait, no, we should go into the... Right, CardShark.com is our sponsor, a better way to buy some magic.
Make those dollars.
Make those dollars. I'm Chewy. Hi.
Hi, Chewy.
And with me, as always, are some dorks. Dorks, live action sound off.
Well, we usually start with me, but Bill's next to Chewy, so Bill's here, and I'm Brian, I'm the lead rambler. Bill is not the lead rambler.
He just ruined your surprise.
He mind-slavered me again.
Hi.
He's like, I'm gonna take your intro, too.
Show me your hand.
Alright. Look at that. See that? They're coming.
Ooh.
I'm Mike, I'm the Rules Guy and the Game Lore Guy. I might need to change that because people keep asking about like game story stuff, but that's not what I mean by that. I mean like the actual card game. I know a lot of stuff about the story of that. Anyway, not important.
And I'm Dirk, the self-proclaimed greenest man alive and moral compass of the group. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
And Bill's here.
And yeah. Bill's here.
Hi everybody, I'm Bill. You might know me from a ton of episodes of this show, but not as many lately. It's like, Chewy can't stand me twice a week anymore, I get it.
No, not at all.
So that's why you're here at my house.
Yeah. He didn't even know I was coming.
I didn't tell Chewy you're coming.
I did. Yeah, he mentioned it on Monday Night Magic. I was like, oh.
That's actually pretty good.
Oh, good.
Because like, I'll be at Brian's on Saturday. I'm like, me too. And he's like, I'll be invited. And I'm like, me too.
Also, you mean my Brian? He goes, yeah. That's weird.
He has to share me now. What can I say? So what are we doing?
We are all here for Dorksgiving, which we did once several years ago.
It was the year that Mike was leaving to leave forever. And
yeah, was that when you were going to Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
terrible. And that was like the week before he left. So we were like, yep. So that was 2008, 6 years ago?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And
we...
No, it was 2007.
No, it wasn't
2007. First year?
Couldn't have been, because the first episode was uploaded in 2007.
Yeah, in 2007, yeah, we just talked about this a few weeks ago, Dirk. In 2007, I was in grad school, and then I graduated in the spring of 2008 and didn't get a job until the winter of 2008.
So we all went over to Lexus and brought some food, and I brought a turkey, and everybody brought something, and we did it. Yeah. So we did it today at my house.
With Bill.
I made turkey
instead
and
of what?
Stuffing, and Carrie made stuffing and gravy, and Mike brought a salad, and Dirk brought... some stuff that
potatoes.
Chelsea brought.
Some made potatoes. Yeah,
potatoes and pie.
That did not catch fire.
No,
not even slightly. And Bill brought a pie and Chewy brought drinks. So.
And rolls.
Let's not forget the rolls. So now, what are we doing?
Now, as happens every time they release a Commander product, we all get together and play the Commander products against each other.
Yes.
So.
There's five of us.
There's five of us because Bill, which
just showed up here without me.
I am an integer.
It's about the only place where Bill is preferable to Lex, because Lex wouldn't play magic with us. No offense, Bill, but she's
okay.
Better looking.
I understand. I agree. What she look like?
Yeah.
Better than you.
Yeah, I believe it.
So we've got our commander decks, and we're sitting in color order, and we're going to play a game of Commander Star, which I don't think we've ever done on the air.
No. I think we did a long time ago, but anyway.
Yeah.
Quick breakdown.
I think the last time we played Star was back in the dorm.
I think so.
So everybody has a monocolor deck, obviously, because these are the commander decks, and everyone is sitting in color pie order. Mike is white, and your commander is?
Nahiri the Lithomancer.
Dirk is blue.
I'm Teferi the Temporal Archmage.
Chewy's black. I almost said black is Chewy, but...
Black is, in fact, Chewy. I'm playing with Ob Nixilis of the Black Oath.
Planeswalker Ob.
Ob, yeah.
And Bill?
I am playing with Duretti Scrap Savant, the first Goblin Planeswalker.
Uh-uh.
Hopefully not the last.
And I'm green with Fraley's Lanoir's Fury. And I believe Chewy won the die roll?
I did.
And for Star, because everyone is monocolored, can you only attack?
No.
Okay, you win when the people sitting across from you in the enemy positions are both out of the game.
So I'm green, so when Dirk and Chewy are both dead, I win.
Yeah, you just win.
Right. But even if I'm not the one that necessarily causes Dark to die, for
right.
example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, other players, some of them who might be your allies, air quotes, some of them who might even be your enemies, might try to save that last enemy so you don't up and win.
Right. Okay.
So things can get interesting.
Politics.
It tends to get crazy once one person is knocked out and then everyone gets really focused.
Yeah. Good for me, but now all of a sudden this other person might just win. So.
Except for the person who got knocked out.
Yes.
They go eat more pie.
They go eat more pie. Okay, that's pie. Right. I couldn't eat more pie.
You better win.
I just took a drink of Mountain Dew and I think I might die.
So, shall we get started?
Alright, is everybody clear on the rules?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So let's see, I'm black, so I need...
You need to kill Brian and Mike.
I need Brian and Mike to be dead. Okay. So that means
I'll help you kill Mike.
You need Mike and Dirk to be dead.
That's true.
You need... We covered you.
You and Dirk.
And Dirk. Mike needs... You need Bill and Brian.
That's correct.
Okay.
Alliances are temporary.
God, my head hurts. All right. So let's... I roll the die roll. So black goes first because black. And I will... That's racist. I will draw a card because multiplayer... swap, go. Best first turn ever.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna open with a mountain. Go ahead.
You people in your basic lands, I'm gonna play a Havenwood Battleground. Go ahead.
Look at you, Mr. College
Isn't
Man.
Isn't he fancy?
I marry the Sky Ruin. Your turn.
Look at these people.
I thought you said he married a Sky Ruin.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot you can get away with now.
I was about to say. Did he not give you an invite?
It is 2013.
This is
it's 2014. Go ahead, Dirk plays an island.
Island, go.
Dirk's down with the program.
Yes, it was my birthday.
All right.
It was your birthday.
Happy birthday. Birthday.
If I open, you have another ring.
And your birth. I was a swamp, go.
You were what?
He was a swamp.
I'm 34 now.
Yeah, you're old. I think, Mike is the youngest one here. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Yeah. All right.
You? You're 34. No, you're 33.
I'm 34.
So you're the
oldest. Oh, Dirk's the oldest.
Holy cow. Mirror retriever.
How did that even happen?
When's your birthday?
June 5th.
All right, so you played a mountain and a mirror retriever?
Correct.
For those that are...
What year are you born?
80. No, I'm 81.
Forest?
So that means you're not 34 yet. I won't count anymore.
I'll play a Sylvan Ranger. 30. Search my library for a basic land. Gee, I guess it'll be a... Forest. And put it into my hand. Go ahead, Mike.
Look at these guys playing creatures. What kind of nonsense is this?
Mine's only barely a creature.
Plains, your turn.
It's like a little tripod found a giant acorn.
Alright. Island and say go. Yay, third swamp. And I'm gonna play a Flesh Carver.
Bah!
Flesh Carver is a damage goal. It's a 2/2 with Intimidate. I can pay one in the black and sack another creature to put 2+1/+1 counters on it. When it dies, I get an XX horror, where X is its power.
Okay. So, that was terrifying.
Cool. Yeah. So, your turn, sir.
Alright.
Beware the carving of the flesh.
I always do.
Yeah, you kinda do, cause you're sweet.
I mean, it happens, right? This happens to you guys too, right?
Yeah. I call it Thursday.
Alright, I'm gonna play Phyrexia's Core, cause that's lying around.
Just chilling.
Just, you know, chilling. Like a villain. Combat. Attack Mike with a mirror retriever.
Alright.
First blood.
39.
And then I'm gonna play a bottle gnomes for reinforcements or refreshments. They're a 1/3 for 3. That's artifact. Sacrifice it, gain 3 life.
Delicious.
Alright. I'll play an Ororin Reef, the Vastwood.
Ooh.
And then I will...
More fancy lands.
Tap one and play a Llanowar Elves. Oldie but goodie. I will combat and I will attack Dirk with my 1/1 Sylvan Ranger.
Alright.
Go ahead, Mike.
Take it. Oh, take it with a champ.
This is a deadly blood sport, you guys. The most dangerous beast.
Plains. I'll play a Hallowed Spirit Keeper. 3/2 with Vigilance. When it dies, I get a spirit token for every creature card in my graveyard. Your turn.
Nice.
Quick, kill it!
Opening play.
Island. I'm gonna play a morph creature.
You monster.
Judge.
Be sure to reveal it.
Yeah, okay. Go. No, he means right now, reveal it.
No, when he dies.
Hurry up.
I would hate for him to get a game loss.
See, I always said
win. What did that judge at the PTQ say? He said morph wins more games than players do.
That might be true.
Yeah, you saw me not lose that match and win instead.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
got me to a top 8.
I don't think I talked about that on the show when we talked
about
PTQ.
I don't think
you
did.
I'm gonna Lash Rise.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That is a weapon. Functioning deck.
Oh, dude, I've got germs. Hang on. Wait, that didn't sound right.
It's true, you do.
I've also got worms. No, you've got worms.
I do.
And the Flesh Carver's gonna...
Attack Bill.
Attack
kittens. Kittens. Puppies.
That would be very stupid. We are friends and allies.
Alright, Brian's got more than one creature too, so Brian will get two.
18? I mean, 38.
Same thing.
Hacks.
Kind of.
Your turn.
Oh, wow.
Brian is to Haxors.
Telos lead of Haxors. Alright.
I love Mountain Dew.
Hey, look, it's another mountain. That's amazing.
I already had to think of the recipe.
She ruffled.
Okay, good.
And...
Yeah, Heather Dawn tweeted at us earlier while we...
How big is the Lash Rise germ? Is it 3-3?
4-4.
4-4.
That's the number of swamps I can grow.
Right. Yeah. I just only saw 3 over there. So, but it costs right. 4, so...
Cheap. Daxors! Yeah, she tweeted us asking how to get Chewy tokens, which she spelled Chewy, C-H-E-W-Y, and it wasn't capitalized. So I asked the guys, quick, how do you make tokens Chewy? And Mike said, soak them in Mountain Dew for 15 minutes, and then olive oil to taste.
I'm going to play Duretti. Rawr.
That's a big Duretti.
That is a huge Duretti. All right. Should we read what all of their abilities are?
Just, kind of a lot just when you activate.
We've talked about them on the show
okay.
before.
I won't worry about them. So a Planeswalker commander has been cast. And I'm going to roll Duretti up to 5. To discard 2 cards and then draw that many cards. Because I can do that.
You can.
And I will. Word.
Baller status.
Alright, discard 2, draw 2.
Is it this trash is a treasure? Trash? This treasure? Oh, shut up, Chewy.
Alright,
treasure
song.
This treasure song. Can we get new treasure?
Your turn.
What do you discard?
I discarded a Mere Sire and a Mountain.
Mere Sire and a Mountain.
It's the Mere Papa.
Can I call him a Mire Seer?
You could, but he'd be offended.
Alright, I'll play a forest.
There's not a creature called a Mire, M-I-R-E, Seer, S-E-E-R, is there?
Not yet.
I'll tap and sack the Havenwood Battleground to add 2 green to my mana pool. 3-4. Tap the Llanowar Elves for the last one. Play Fraelys.
That's a big Fraelys. Everyone's playing their big one. I'm gonna play my big one when I play it.
I mean, what else will
I will roll her up to 5 to play... To get a Llanowar Elf. And then I'll activate Orin Reef to put a +1/+1 counter on that Llanowar Elf. Go Mike.
Starting to feel hopelessly outclassed here.
In life or in this game?
In this game.
It's me that feels outclassed in life.
I'll play Giselle Goldmane, Johnny's brother, 4/4 first strike.
Yep.
He can pump. Attacking creatures. Your turn, Dirk.
Alright. Dirk's like, I got a morph. Island.
I'm going to, for 3, unstable obelisk.
I'm hitting a rock and it falls over on top of people.
Teetering peaks.
I have hiccups now that we're recording. I haven't had hiccups all day, have I?
I don't believe so.
Oh, God. It's a Mountain Dew.
All right. I am going to return 2 islands to my hand to flip up Fathom Seeker.
Seer,
sorry.
Draw 2.
Is it a fish?
Smells like fish.
I think it's an illusion, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an illusion.
It is an illusion. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's
and...
not really a fish.
You think it's a fish.
I'm going to say go, and I'm going to discard an island and Rush of Knowledge.
Alright.
A why?
A why? I'm going to play a swamp.
I'm going to attack you with a fish island.
Oh, attack you with a fish island, no. Okay, I'm going to... 5/5 land for me? How big is Giselle?
It's 4/4.
Alright, okay. Hey, remind me what Fraelys does. She makes Llanowars.
+2, make a Llanowar Elf. -2, destroy an artifact or enchantment. And -6, draw a card for each green creature you control. I'm sorry, I whispered. I shouldn't do that on the show. She can be my commander. Because, you know, nobody else's can do that.
Mm. Okay. Well, let's see. He's playing lots of artifacts, but none of them are scary.
No, they're really not.
At the moment. So I'm pretty sure that the first thing that Fraley's kills is going to be my last ride.
Oh. I'm also allies with Fraley's.
Wait, who am I trying to kill? You two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I'm gonna,
come at me, bro.
I just remembered what game we're playing here. So my 5/5 germ with a lash ride is going to swing at Fraley's because reasons.
Block with a Sylvan Ranger.
Okay. Get her out of the way. That is not what I had in mind. Okay, then I'm gonna pay no attention. Yeah, screw it. Okay, I'm gonna pay one of the black. Sacrifice my germ to the flesh carver.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
So he gets 5 counters. Can I have another dice?
5 counters?
Wait a minute.
No, no, 2 counters.
Jeez.
It gets bigger in a second when I re-equip is what happens. I put 5 down. So he gets 2 counters.
Chewie is very bad at this game.
The worst. And... yeah. Then I'll pay 2. What? 2. Equip the last ride onto the flesh carver. So it's now a big, big... Your turn.
All right.
Our mutual enemy is Chewie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
We got this.
What you doing consoling my enemies over there, ally Brian?
We're just talking.
Just chilling?
Yeah.
Why are you talking to my enemy, punk?
I'm talking smack.
Good call.
All right. I'm going to play a new card.
All right. Bro fist.
All right, so I'm going to tap a mountain for a red. Then I'm going to play a dormant volcano. Who comes in tapped and bounce my mountain.
No, you gotta bounce, an untapped.
Oh, is it untapped? Well, yeah, then yeah. I'm just gonna bounce my untapped.
Yeah, they suck.
They've tried to fix the bounce land thing.
No, these no, are career old.
Thing. That was the first version of a bounce land.
Oh, I see.
In what, Mirage?
Yeah. Oh, right, cause I'm used to the ones that are two colors. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
the,
less
the
exciting.
The good ones.
These are terrible.
These are not as exciting.
Yeah, no one should play them ever.
And yet here we are. Here we are.
Well, our first go-around, I've played with you.
Technically, here you are. Nobody else is.
Here I be.
Yeah, I'm holding one. I'm never going to...
You'd make your thing work.
I read it the other way. That's why it's more playable.
I'm actually not holding the Everglades, but it sounded
good. All right. Dreddy's ticked him up to 7.
What's his limit, break?
You discard first, right?
Discard up to 2 and then draw. You're right. Yeah, because he's red looting.
Gee, face.
What's his limit break?
I get an emblem where I get to return things every turn. Whenever an artifact is put into your graveyard from the battlefield, return that card to the battlefield at the beginning of the next end step. So things, they become squee. Artifacts I'll become squee. That's pretty entertaining, actually. Alright, so.
It hurts.
I'm gonna chuck that silly mountain. And that silly wayfarer spot. Draw 2 cards.
Are there any other Obnixilai in this deck?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That's too bad, because I really want to have all 3 out, just looking at each other like, do I know you?
Yeah, well, that's funny. Alright, I'm going to play a junk diver.
Oh, look at you diving in the junk.
Just digging for stuff. How big is your fish, man, Dirk?
1/3.
Yeah, that's why my guys suck. Alright, pass to you, sir.
Alright.
Hey, man.
Untap.
You could hit him with the bottle gnomes.
I could.
And they would all look at each other like, what are you even doing?
Like, why are you here?
I play a forest, tap 1, 2, 3 forests, and a lawn of elves, play a drove of elves, roll up to 7, and get another lawn of elf.
Is that the one that gets bigger for each green creature?
Hexproof, and power and toughness are each equal to the number of green permanents I control.
Oh, permanents, even better.
Do I have 2 of those tokens?
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Do I have any others? Because I'm going to keep making them. Nope, that's it. And then I'll tap Orin to put counters on these 2. And then I will tell Mike to go.
Yeah, Mike.
We should kill Mike. I agree. We should really make sure we kill Mike. I agree.
Are we making sure that Mike picked us up?
We're threatening the microphone, not that guy.
Oh. We should kill you, Mike, with your green light and your USB port.
Like you own the place?
Without the one without the beard. Mike also has a green light and a USB port, but we're not...
Oh, I'm killing him then. Yeah. No, we can't do that. No.
No.
Not even.
Gosh, what am I doing here? Frackin' toaster.
What is that?
that someone is doing yard work.
Oh, it's outside. I was like, why can I not tell where it's coming from?
I really thought it was Mike. Mike was really angry at us.
You should kill the Mike, but leave him alone.
Alright, combat. I'm attacking Bill with both these creatures. Alright, Spirit Keeper and Jezol.
So, a 3-2 and a 4-4?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, I will...
No, sir! No, sir!
I'll use the Mirror Retriever and the Bottle Gnomes to block the 3-2. And... take 4.
Now I'll use Jezol to give them each +2/+2 until end of turn.
Powers! See? That's why you read cards. Alright, so I take 6?
Yeah.
Pew! Alright, so these guys die. I gain 3 lives.
It's just +2/+0,
it's
right?
It's an
activated ability.
It's a sack ability, but...
What?
The bottle knows.
Yeah.
It's not when it dies.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm gonna sack them now, they're gonna die. Okay. Sorry, to clarify for the audience.
Okay.
Does Zol gain +X/+X?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so the bottle gnomes are sacked.
You're not killing these dudes. You're not.
So you actually go up 3, yep. and then loot, so yeah.
So that puts me at 37.
Yep. 37!
Bam!
And then
what's great is that now when the mirror retriever dies, I can get my bottle gnomes back.
It's true. Ordering matters.
Alright, I tried.
Like, do you want, large fries or small fries?
Well, you dealt him some damage.
Yeah.
Dirk plays an island.
Islay!
For the people at home.
See.
Or on the bus.
Hi, Steve. Is Steve listening to your podcast too?
I have no idea.
I better.
Yes, Steve.
Keep an eye on you. Hurry up.
Hurry up. Download that show.
You're on the bus 5 days a week. You got time.
I'm gonna initiate attack on Bill.
Uh-huh. You monster.
With your
one.
Attacking me for one?
Yes.
Oh boy.
Adam Sears coming for you, buddy. That's right. You better be careful.
No blocks.
Okay.
All right. Fish.
Every point counts.
Tough. All right, your turn. Dirk has not time for the nonsense. That's right.
I think they're still mad at me from the last game, Chewie.
Did flipping that guy over set you back a little bit?
It did. As well you deserve it. I realized later, I'm like, I really should have just done that later.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm not used to this deck, so.
I'd be impressed if you were.
Played it back in 93.
Played it back when it was in the old card frames.
Oh. Ooh, jam.
Ooh, jam.
You play a swamp this turn? Yeah.
Yeah.
Toe jam and Earl.
Trying to figure what to do with all this mana. I drew a card that is. Changes things. But not enough, I don't think. You got a lot of things over there, but they're all little things with +1/+1 counters, right?
Yep, one Llanowar Elves that's just a normal size, 2 Llanowar Elves that are +1/+1, and a Drove of Elves. It's a 6/6.
Yeah, okay. That's a 6/6.
Hmm. With hexproof.
With hexproof. Alright then, here... Yeah, okay. So I'm gonna pay 5 and play my Planeswalker Ob. Yeah! Can I get more dice? Oh, that's the way I'm gonna play the microphone.
What else? No.
Let me not get a plane or die.
He's trying to planeswalk so hard though.
So I minus chaos.
Well, he still can.
Alright, so Obnix starts with 3, I'm gonna roll him up +2, each opponent loses 1 life, and I gain that much.
Aww.
Can I get another?
We just go down 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
1 life?
Go. So that, you get a plane or die. I mean, you get a green 1, same thing.
Yeah, the way Star works, we're still technically opponents of each other, no one is on a team.
You just have your priorities of who you're trying to kill instead of just everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like World War One. That's awesome.
And then I will not attack with my own lane blocker, just keep up Nixles from dying. Not that I care, wait, he's a planeswalker. This is my commander, I don't care if he does.
We're learning if that's actually the case.
For you, buddy.
How big is he? He's a 10-10?
Yeah.
Attack a Mike with a flesh carver.
Yeah. Carve that flesh.
Carve it hard.
When trouble comes around, you must...
Cut it? Carve it? Lash right?
Like the turkey. Oh. We should have had him cut the turkey.
When the turkey.
I don't think I want any black creature cutting any food I'm going to eat.
Racist. Like, unabashedly racist.
I'm going to have to edit that out.
No blocks. That was terrible.
Except not.
No blocks?
No, no blocks. All right. Take your 10 and damn.
I'm at 28.
Phew, I feel bad now.
I feel bad too.
Should we well look for you at?
I would just like to remind our audience that I am an ally 42? With the Swamp Color friends.
I'm at 42.
Because you just gained some life.
You just did that thing to us.
What? Did anybody hit me? No, I should be at 44. I'm just stupid.
Can you math?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I was
I attacked Dirk once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Other than me, you're the only one that would attack him, so.
That is hard.
And he didn't pay life for the last ride or anything.
So. I didn't, because value.
Alright. Let's see.
You're much with it.
While he's doing his thing, I'm gonna... You play what?
Reliquary Tower. Okay. No max hand size.
Here it goes. Can we ban that commander already?
I'm okay with that.
That's part of the reason I don't play EDH with like randos at the shop, because too many people go, Reliquary Tower. And then I swear at them.
Draw every card except for that very last one so that when it comes around to my turn again, I don't deck out.
Exactly.
Alright,
it was weird enough playing with the cool people we met at Jersey because they still also play completely differently from how I'm used to.
Creatures. Yes. Yeah. How many creatures? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
What is Bill doing?
Blasphemous Act.
Damage to all creatures.
13 damage to each creature.
I'm gonna respond by tapping this Elf Druid to cycle a Tranquil Thicket.
That's a heck of a response there, dog.
That's all I got.
Alright.
Okay, so I get a 10-10 par.
I'm helping you. We're friends.
I love you.
Alright.
That's too bad.
And
I had a big...
Held Spirit Keeper gives me 2 spirits.
Mirror Retriever goes back to my hand.
I had a nice big Grove of Elves. Oh, not so big.
I get a 10-10 par and a Lash.
And a blank board. Yeah.
And a Lash.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
In exchange, I ask that you attack Mike.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Excellent. All right, roll Duretti up to 9. And let's chuck a...
Steak.
What'd you get with Jump Diver?
Oh, I got out the bottle gnome, or the Mirror Retriever.
Mm-hmm. Look at that color error. The Steel Hellkite and the...
Oh, yeah, he's
and
got
the, and the Solemn Simulacrum in this deck have a weird color error on them.
Those are strange. Well, I mean, if you look at it, he's got a print error. Like, it goes into the frame.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Okay, yeah. Got those.
Dude, throw that over here. I'm going to get a picture of it.
Alright.
Tweet it real quick.
Share with the client.
Live on the air, so you guys know exactly when we recorded this, if you saw when I tweeted this.
Alright, so I'm discarding a
mountain. And if you don't follow us on Twitter, why don't you follow us on Twitter? I say lots of cool stuff.
I'm sorry, Bill, I forgot what you said when I asked, what did you get with Jump Diver?
Oh yeah, so I used a Reddy's +2, and I discarded a mountain and a Mirror Retriever to draw 2 cards.
No, what did you get when Jump Diver died?
The Mirror Retriever.
That was the Mirror Retriever.
Okay, thank you.
And he just threw it back.
Yep.
Poor guy. He's in, he's out.
1, 2, 3 for a Bottle Gnomes. The Revenge.
He rats and he follows up with the Bottle Gnomes.
Like a pro. Yeah. Oh wait, I didn't have to dump all those cards then, because you grabbed the first one. Alright, well the Mirror Retriever stays and gets played. Yay. And go back.
Alright.
You must whip it.
Okie dokie, I'll play a forest. I will play a Farhaven Elf to Rampant Growth for a forest. And then I will -2 on Fraterlies to kill the Lash Rise.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love
you're welcome. You're welcome, Mike.
I try.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Don't die. You have my permission to live the entire game. And you have my permission to kill Chewie, but, you
know. This is where I should not open up Twitter during episodes.
Accurate.
The 8-bit Black Mage, Brian, you'll appreciate this, just tweeted, Tim Burton slams hands down on table. WTF, do you mean there are other actors besides Johnny Depp and my wife? Turns to Depp. How long have you known? He's weird to hell in a bottom carpet, isn't he?
Yes. I'll tap a forest and an Ornn Reef to play a Well-Wisher. Pay no attention.
Boo.
Boo.
Go ahead.
Oh, wait, we're cool. Yay.
Yeah, no.
I disagree.
Dirk.
It's okay, Brian. I don't hate you.
You want that thing dead too, right? Wink, wink.
You can't hate a well-wisher. Right, you can't hate a well-wisher. It's you're not capable of hating a well-wisher.
I heard that, Mike.
That was mobilization for those who didn't hear it.
Sorry, I was convincing Dirk not to hate Well-Wisher.
Combat.
Bosom buddies. He loves her bosom.
Two with flying enduring.
Alright, goes to seven.
And your turn, Dirk.
Alright. This is Commander 2014.
Yes.
Yay.
Highland. And we'll do Neverall's Disc.
Comes untapped.
Thank goodness.
Wait, we just had a board wipe.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to get it out of our sister.
It's like, and we got another one.
What you got? Yeah, but the problem with the disc is all the nobody
right?
wants to play. Is it
go? I'm gonna play.
Doesn't no, it does not get played. Yeah, very good.
Our commanders will survive the disc.
Yeah, it's just artifact creation and enchantments.
Just everything else.
Yeah, you must whip it.
Okay.
Doesn't hit enchantments?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Artifacts, creatures, and enchantments.
That's correct. Yeah, no lands, no planeswalkers. No,
Yes. Swamp. To be very thorough, yes.
No instant sorcery.
Yeah, it does not hit instant.
Alright.
So what if you turn an instant into...
Everybody's funny.
So does that mean at some point in the future there will be a planeswalker who removes emblems?
I don't know.
They said that they're not going to interact with emblems, but I don't see...
They've said a lot of stuff over the years.
They also said there would never be a card that targets a planeswalker. So, things change.
Planeswalker land.
They've got a lot of emblems now.
Yeah, that's my thought.
You have to work really hard for them. It would suck to lose one.
I got a way to give my guys...
And removing one would be an extremely narrow effect because of how hard it is to get
You could almost make, like, a one with nothing that just destroys all emblems.
If they really bother you, just run Karn.
Because...
You work just as hard as they did.
You could seriously print something very cheap to remove anyone because
I'm gonna
read
bones
that.
First. Well, that's crazy.
Dem bones.
Gonna walk again. Gonna rise. No. Dem bones. Gonna rise again. There's where I'm going.
There we go.
I don't understand where it's gonna tax us up to our eyes again. Well, that's terrible. Okay, so that's going on the bottom. That's going. On. Then I what? Draw two cards and lose two life. Okay. In here. Lose two life. Okay. Already played land. Okay, so. Everyone has chump blockers, Bill. How am I gonna kill Mike for you with chump blockers?
Well, you get rid of his chump blockers, you're gonna be able to kill Mike later.
And he's got mobilization. Make more There's chump no blockers. Such thing as getting rid of a chump blocker. I see him sitting there with
neither of our colors are gonna deal with white and jammets, are we?
That's the problem with Star. Yeah. I see him sitting there with his three mana open looking at me like, yeah, come at me, brah? Okay.
Don't
take mobilization
me,
pops out 1/1s, right?
Yeah. Yes.
For three mana, it turns out.
With vigilance.
So I'm gonna horror at Brian because Dirk's gonna blow up the world at some point.
I'll block with the Farhaven.
Yep.
That sounded like it would have been a good reason to attack Dirk there, too.
I don't... Look, I'll get rid of Mike for you.
Do that.
That's as far as...
Just do that.
We are not friends.
It's okay. We take care of Mike, and then we go about our own business.
They're... Bro enemies? What's the term for it? I hate
frenemies.
Frenemies, that's what it was. I rolled on
frenemies.
I like frenemies.
I like
frenemies
better. No, that's from, My Little Pony. Alright, I rolled off the mix of stuff. Each of you lose one.
Alright.
My little brony.
They're not little.
They're not little. Some of them maybe be. And then...
Maybe.
I get maybe. And then I'm done. Go ahead.
Alright.
I can't actually do much. Cause I cast through the bones first. It turns out, excuse me.
Well, that's okay, I did something I probably should have done. How much does Obnix's limit break cost?
Eight.
What's his limit break?
I want to see the disc. I want to see how screwed I am. I'm pretty sure I'm screwed.
There.
What, you get an emblem that what now?
One of a black and sack a creature, gain X life and draw X cards with its power.
Yeah. Seems good.
I'm okay with that happening, just for everyone's clear. I'm totally fine with it.
Just for everyone's clear, he's serious.
Yes, I'm super serious. You guys.
I'm seriously.
Man Bear Pig is real. He's gonna kill us all.
I'm going to...
Oh! I bit the inside of my lip.
3, 4, 5. I'm gonna use Word of Seizing to take the disc.
Is it? Okay, then that's it.
I don't care. Cause I'm gonna sack it when you're ready. drop Duretti down to 5, sacrifice the disc, and I'm gonna get myself a steel Hellkite.
You scared Bill. You scared Bill.
That scares my deck. Oh yeah.
Your deck is built around getting your things back.
You know what makes that a lot harder? All of them going away at once.
Oh yeah.
And
well, if now, you get a second mirror retriever,
there's a part of me that says naturalize the steel Hellkite, and then I'm like, but he's my friend.
Yeah.
So
why are you saying that?
So focus on him, and then my life will be easier.
That is the goal.
AJ.
Thinking about
this is complicated.
Way Mountain.
Oh, at least yeah. Y'all it is. Just let me sell.
And
then I'll call it quits.
Boom, boom.
But until that day,
all right.
Y'all in deep.
And
I think he's having some sort of episode.
Whenever I heard you crank it, because I can sleep through you.
Past you.
What you mean, to
I'm calling a doctor.
It's just keep doing this. The song has always been dirty, but now it's getting ugly.
Since I'm pretty confident Brian's not going to attack me, I'm going to go ahead and use mobilization now.
I'm going to roll from these up and get an elf druid.
Where's the rig? There it is.
For the record, that was the song Ugly by Bubba Sparks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't just talking. I was actually rolling out song here.
You were laying down rhymes?
Yeah, I was busted.
I'll tap
Mad Rhymes.
Man. I'll tap my Forest rhymes and my Orin Reef to play Ravaging Baloths.
Which one's that?
Well, I'm going to play a Forest and get a 4/4 Beast.
So Rampaging Baloths.
Yeah, that's okay. What I said.
Is it? My brain heard Ravaging, so I don't know if that's what he said.
I don't know what he said.
Oh, the back of this elf druid is a beast. Come on, guys. Can't you think ahead, you know? Like,
no.
Because...
apparently not.
What if I want to have both at once? All right, you know? Okay, fine, whatever.
You do what they did before there were tokens.
And I wish that I could have done that in such a way that I could have then tapped the Orin Reef, but unfortunately I had to do it like that. So
I had to.
Yeah. Well, the things we have to do. Go ahead, Mike.
Brian's over there just losing value left and right.
I know, right?
Oh, blah, 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 blah.
That could have been a 7/7 and a 5/5.
Could have.
Could have,
should have. Could have, should have, would have. Yeah.
But didn't.
Oh no, it didn't.
Not even.
Do you hate us?
Says the guy who just wrote an entire verse from a Bubba Sparks song, nodding.
Mike's thinking and looking at Bill's direction.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen next.
Me neither.
But he's tapped 5 mana.
Yeah, I'll play Catherine's Crusade, even though I don't have anything to do with it right now. Combat, attack Chewy for 3.
Okay. I take 3.
Your turn, Dirk.
And like it.
Did you?
I did.
So what life are you at now?
43.
Pretty good way to be.
No, dude.
I know.
Stitcher Gareth.
Nice. I guess. I don't remember what he does, but nice. Mm-hmm. Doesn't he reveal things?
No.
Yeah, he, each player puts the top 3 cards of his or her library into the graveyard, put exile up to two target creatures from the graveyard, and get some zombie.
Do they have to be creatures revealed that way, or
yes.
Just?
Yes.
Okay.
And... say go.
Oh, well, you taking that disc actually made my life easier, so.
I am your ally.
You are my ally. And you proved it, so I, you know, good for you. You get a biscuit.
Really? Wow, your house does just have biscuits everywhere. That's amazing. This place is awesome. I'm not leaving.
Well, you can't. That was established earlier.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not.
Before the recording started. Okay. What's Rayleigh do again? She gets you in a druid.
Gets me a druid, naturalizes something, or -6, draw a card for each green creature I control.
Okay. Oh, it's Titania that has things to do with lands.
Yes.
Okay, then I'm gonna ghost quarter your Orin Reef.
Okay. That's probably a wise move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I get to get a forest.
You do! Yay.
How many planes
does it come in tapped or untapped?
Is it 7?
Untapped. Untapped. That's right, because it was part of the eggs combo.
Yeah.
Hey, I get a beast.
Yep. Beast time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Unfortunately, my Orin Reef is gone.
Oh. And then...
beast.
Oh, no, that didn't happen yet. I was Okay, so then, I'm going to... What's that? That's a soldier. Guess I'll swing at Brian with a 10-10.
I'll block with an elf druid.
Okay.
And I'll tap the will wisher to gain 2 life. Anybody got any elves?
I got no.
All right.
You were the only one who allowed
that. I'll go up to 38.
And my red elf over here.
Lose my elf.
Then I'll tragic slip your bellows.
Okay.
That's a token.
What?
That's a token. Don't put it in your graveyard.
Oh, okay.
I died. I was like, that's not a token, that's the bellows.
No, yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay, that was fun. And then, oh, that's pointless. And then, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's also pointless. Everything sucks.
Everything.
And then I'll, go to 9, Nyx, and suck one out of each of you again.
Oh.
Hey, Bill.
Yep.
I hurt Brian a little bit. Oh, you don't care. It's your turn.
He's my friend.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
It's terrible when your friends are fighting.
Mike's got a bunch of little dudes that I could care less about, but he had a Baloth that made him more beast. I really should have done that in a different order, but I forgot that I had the tragic slip. Which is sad, because that was one of the things I was crying.
I'm going to tick Duretti up 7.
I'm an idiot.
And I'm going to discard a Mirror Battle Sphere and a Fire Diamond to draw 2 cards. That's disappointing.
It's Artifact Recursion. Why are you surprised? Chew's got a flummoxed look on his face.
No, it was because there's a Mirror Battle Sphere where he can easily get to it now.
That's the hope. And I will play him out. And I will... 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, 7 mana is paid for a Tyrant's Familiar... with Flying Haste and the new Lieutenant ability. So as long as I have my commander...
7 mana for that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, that Dormant Volcano.
That weird Dormant Volcano.
Okay, so I'm sorry, it's a what now?
It is a 5-5 Flying Dragon, Flying Haste, and it's actually a 7-7, and has, whenever Tyrant's Familiar attacks, it deals 7 damage to target creature defending player controls, because I have my commander.
Right.
So, let's play some combat times. Combat. I'm going to stick with Attack and Mike for this go-round. So
seems to be working well for you in the past.
Alright, so I'm going to attack Mike with a dragon and a robot dragon.
Okay.
And for its 7 damage ability, let's horribly overkill.
I'm surprised you didn't kill, attack Dirk and kill the Stitcher, but you know.
I have my focus right now.
I understand.
I learned from the last game, I pick one guy and go after them. It's Dirk style, he knows. So yeah, sure. 7 damage is going to hit the soldier dude. Alright. And... then 12 damage is coming at you in the sky.
Golly, alright.
That soldier dies.
And then Horrible. Then I'm gonna pay 0 for Hellkite to kill all of your 0 cost creatures.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does that blow up anyway? Is it just creatures or is it?
Permanence. With that mana cost.
What are you at now?
I'm a 14.
Are you serious? Oh my god. That's non-land permanent.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be horrible.
Obviously, yeah. I'd be like, Mike, Armageddon, hello.
And pass the Brian.
Golly, this
I was going to blow everything up, Mike. But you didn't help me.
How was it? What the crap?
Within your turn cycle.
I'm not sure you understand.
You didn't help it during my turn before it was your turn.
What an actual crap.
Right.
I thought your deck had packs, Mike.
I'm going to play a Timberwatch Elf. And then I'm gonna minus 6 Fraileys to draw 4 cards. There's gonna be more and shoot, kill them. Game blows.
You don't hear Dirk complaining. He hasn't done anything but lose a disc and set himself back 2 turns. I mean, seriously.
He might feed my graveyard.
I'll play a Myriad Landscape. I'll tap 3 forests the other way that I tap the others. I'll play a Commander Sphere. I'll add a green and tap another forest and play an Elvis Visionary and draw a card.
Mountain Dew.
No,
excuse me. They all say
it's pretty good. Oh yeah, an attack Chewy for 8.
Taking it. I'm at
I knew
39.
There was something else.
Look, you got me below 40. Yes.
Go, Mike.
I'll just hold on to this.
Oh boy.
Die? Dice? Which one?
Yes, you should die.
Dice is
what?
Plural.
What?
Dice is plural.
Yeah.
Die is singular.
Correct.
Die is also a verb.
It is.
Yes.
It is a verb with multiple meanings, depending on spell.
It's also, oh, and that makes it a noun again. With multiple spells.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
This is the best word ever!
Wow, we should die more often.
It's not Easter, it's Thanksgiving.
Hey man, every turn's a turn to me.
Play Stratocyte.
Oh, that, planes. That's a big Stratocyte.
Really? Yeah. Planes?
Number of planes on the battlefield? Of course, yeah. You're the only one.
Yeah, still huge.
How close are you to using Ameria?
He just screwed himself out of it, I think. Wait, where does that get it from?
Trigger.
Oh, okay, never mind. Wow, Stratocyte is really good.
Wait, what question are you asking?
What is Stratocyte? Where was the imprint from?
I was asking how many planes you need to use Ameria.
Seven. I have six right now.
Okay.
I thought it was hand, and he just didn't end up with it. But no.
No.
Because Mike is not there. In this case.
let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Oh, Jesus, sucks. But your turn, Dirk.
Okay. This is where Dirk wins, right? Dirk just goes, da-da-da-da!
Probably.
Lonely Sandbar comes into play tapped for six, play Teferi.
Ruh-roh.
And I'm going to use her negative one, or his negative one ability, to untap four of my islands. He's at four.
Look at Teferi doing the nifty impersonation.
A two-mana planeswalker that's not tippled.
You take that back.
I'm going to tap Stitcher Gareth, and right. Everyone discards
each player mills.
Mills the top three cards, his or her library.
Okay.
And I pick two of the creatures.
Up to two creatures,
up
yeah.
Up to two creatures.
I got a Sun Titan here.
Sun Titan.
I got a Horde Melter Dwagon.
I have a Imperious Perfect. It's a 2/2.
I got a Dwagon.
And I have a Overseer of the Damned, which is a 5/5.
The dragon and the sun titan, so I get...
Yes. So those are exiled?
They are...
Or you just...
Exiled, yeah, they're exiled, put zombie tokens that are equal to...
You get an 11-11 zombie. No, just you get one 11-11 zombie.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a big zombie.
And, there you go. All right.
That is terrifying.
Makes my 10-10 horror look like a...
All right,
punk.
Go.
Oh, you pointed at me, I'm like, we're allies! a little gun shy over here.
You shouldn't trust that guy, you should totally attack him.
Politics!
Table talk.
Alright, the draw card.
Oh, jeez.
Alright, let me see here. What has Mike got over there? Oh, it's a Stratocyte. Her.
What's holding the Stratocyte?
Nothing.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Okay.
How big is Giroff?
3-4?
Yep, 3-4.
Guy is huge. Works out.
He's awful big for a scientist.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, man.
Well, he's a human wizard, so
I'm glad you knew.
So he works out?
He works out. You've got to pull
boxes. Those books are really heavy. Admittedly, yeah, he does haul his own corpses.
Body.
I work out.
He okay. might smell funny, but you know, he works out.
There is no might. He definitely smells funny. Lemfow?
Oh yeah, Lemfow. I love those guys. That guy. Alright, I'm gonna play Swamp.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I did mean to. Okay. Alright, I'm gonna tap 8. I'm gonna play a Pestilence Demon.
Ah.
He's a 7/6 flyer that pestilences for black mana. Like, pestilence. And I'm still with my 10-10 horror that can't get through. I mean, I guess I could punch Mike, what are you at?
14.
Oh god. Leave you alone for a second.
Well, you want Mike to die. This is not a game where you feel bad.
I want Mike to die, but I don't want Mike to die, and then Bill go, like that. See, that's where the politics comes in.
Cause that's exactly what's gonna happen right now.
If I drop out of the game. Sweet! And then he will try to murder Dirk, and I'll be able to, no, Dirk, no, don't die Dirk, and that'll be awful. So I will send the 10-10 horror at, Brian again, so he can jump it.
I'll take it. And go, I'll assign no blockers.
He's looking at you.
You said one, I was like, oh, red fog or something. You know, okay.
You made a noise and then like, oh, something's about to happen.
I'll go to 27.
Okay, that was impressive. I will limit breakout Nixilis.
Yeah.
Get my emblem, son. Because my emblem is baller status. Look at that. Look at that.
So you didn't sap us this time. So what, like, you're under 40?
I'm at 39.
Ooh.
Thanks to you. Well, you didn't even hit Omnix, so that means I have lots of emblem. That was all for me. Your turn. All
right.
Ooh, Limit Break. It's not quite Omnislash. It's more like a... What was that crappy one of Barrett's that just, like, did MP damage or something stupid?
Mind Blow?
Yeah, it's like...
That was a terrible hit.
Because it doesn't do anything by itself. It's just like...
Hey, sometimes it's funny against the right opponent. All it says is, opponent has run out of skills. Opponent has run out of skills.
You must assemble additional pylons.
On the subquest where you don't have any materia in Wutai, the boss there will run out of MP, fairly quickly. So if you can do that, it does nothing.
Alright.
That's
pro tip.
Alright, let's...
I don't remember anything about Final Fantasy VII outside of Disc 1.
You're ready to
die. I don't know why.
Aerith dies.
I played it. Spoilers!
Too soon!
I played through it, I think, twice back
I'm gonna chuck a mountain and a Flamekin Village that for some reason's in this deck. I don't know why.
Because there's elementals in the deck, aren't there?
Maybe.
So? And it can make creatures get hit.
I mean, haste is the reason, but I mean, it's still, like, I guess.
He's gonna draw two elementals and go, oh.
Well, boy do I feel silly.
You look silly.
That is also true.
Girl, look at that body.
So Duretti costs 4, so he's the cheapest of all these planeswalkers. And he lets you, you know, make your hand perfect.
He's pretty good at that.
That's part of the reason why Bill has pulled ahead so far.
He's been helping a lot.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So now...
Look, if they made a goblin planeswalker the way they should, it would be like, +2, this thing probably dies. So...
All right, Mike is at 14.
Correct.
All right.
Why? Hi, sir. My zombie. Thank you.
It's declare combat.
Be a shame if something were to happen to him.
Tyrant's Familiar is going to Mike. Steel Hellkite is going at Dirk.
Might have to kill you for that.
Yeah. I think we're already enemies, so.
Are you?
I really don't feel like taking damage, so I'm going to play Afterlife to destroy it, and you get a spirit token.
That is sad. Okay.
That's a little less than
a spirit token.
So you didn't have anything for me to kill, right?
No.
No.
I didn't think so.
Alright.
So much
more damage, 7-7.
I took
5.
You took...
You haven't played plane
chase. You can pump it. That's the reason.
Okay.
Alright. So, that's really inefficient. Do I care?
You're looking at body.
Just barely. I'm hitting you for 6 with him instead.
Alright.
Rah. Okay, and I'm gonna pay 0 to kill all of your 0 creatures.
Oh. I just got done saying how much I liked your zombie too.
I'm gonna cast Impact Resonance, which is gonna let me deal 5 damage to...
Well, 6.
Well, 6, yes. And technically I have some damage to throw at other creatures, but you guys are my friends, so...
Hey, awesome. It pays to have friends.
And then, because it can.
He's not done yet.
Hey, look, everybody, it's Tuck Tuck. Yeah. Oh,
he has haste. You could have cast him.
I could have, but I didn't think about it. He would have just died if things actually could have blocked him. So.
But then you get a 5/5.
That's true. Now I have a blocker.
You were not thinking this through, sir.
I have a blocker. And off to Brian.
Okay, I'm doing math.
Oh, God.
I've been trying to do it, during his turn, so I wouldn't have to worry about it.
So I'm going to kill my dragon.
I'm gonna gain 3 life, cause I have 3, there are 3, elves. Alright. So you know what you have to be!
When I tweeted the picture of your Steel Hill cut, Scatterbull says some of the 2013 ones I saw had that going on, but on the back.
Huh.
That's awful.
That is miserable. Hope you got sleep.
Combat Cotton said, yeah, that is sadly not a rare occurrence.
Yeah, I think all of the box set product are manufactured at a different facility than the booster pack stock is.
I'm sure it is.
I'm going to tap the Commander Sphere for a green mana, sack it to draw a card.
I'll work it out.
Kill Dirk faster.
Quick, while Dirk is gone on the phone.
He won't remember you hit him.
Roll up Fray Release.
Okay.
I guess I don't have to worry about those after all. That's too bad. All my counting for naught. So instead...
Did you not draw what you needed?
I did not draw what I needed. Otherwise you'd be dead.
I'd be dead?
That's terrifying.
At 39? What's in that deck?
So,
instead... It's a mono green commander deck. Anything.
Oh, right, yeah. I forget that Commander Green can actually do all the things all the time.
So... Can I, okay, so can I still kill you? That's, maybe I need this app. I can't do all the things I wanted to do, but maybe I can do almost all of them.
You should do them to Dirk.
I have.
I'm at 39.
I know. I'm sorry. I have.
Dude, if you can kill me from 39, then I just.
I know, and I'm trying very hard not to take too long. I have four elves, so.
You have one floating.
I have one floating.
How does he get a floating elf?
It's what you feed him, buddy.
Oh, cause he's in the Cave of Summons.
Oh. Okay.
No? Final Fantasy IV?
No.
Anybody?
I know what you're talking about.
You had the test float on your party?
Yes, with Rosa, cause she was the only one that could learn it. I remember grinding a lot until I could find float. And then you grind till you get reflect.
Nope.
Yep. You know what I'm talking about.
It's a Sylph Cave too. That's where I went first.
Okay. I can't do all the things that I wanted to do, but I think this is enough to kill Chewie.
Holy crap.
That's gonna be embarrassing.
Wow.
But I'm gonna double check my math, because if I can't, then I just die on the backswing.
That is very true. I'm gonna kill you.
So I know. So I'm gonna take just a minute here.
All right.
Double check my math.
Is there a rush?
A little bit.
Well, those my folks calling. How are they doing? Well, they're fine. They were asking if we're done.
Oh, will you come get these children before we throw them out the window?
Didn't you tell them we call this Dorksgiving for a reason? It's not over till Thursday.
Well, you know what? Let's just do it and count it up later.
Oh gosh.
That's how I play.
I was saying, I have one green floating, right?
Yeah.
So, and then,
So Brian is putting the testicles on the vertical surface.
They're in fact there.
This elf cannot attack this turn.
Yeah.
I play with the green and, green floating and two more, I play Jiraga Warcaller. It gets +1/+1 counter, so all my other elves get +1/+1. I now have five elves. I tap the Timberwatch elf targeting the beast. So it gets +5/+5.
Okay.
That's really cool. So it is a 9/9. So I'm just gonna signify that, this. For 5, overwhelming stampede. Creatures I control get trample and +X/+X, where X is the greatest power among creatures I control.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's so what I was telling you about. They're all getting +9/+9.
And
so,
trample.
Yeah, and trample. So.
Well,
9.
You have to pay mana for that.
Yeah.
9. Yeah, you're tapped out, so no pestilence, goodness. And they can't attack, so that doesn't matter. And he's actually getting +18/+18. No, not him. He's
getting +14.
So we get knocked out.
5/+9.
Mike, and either one of us kills Dirk, do we both win?
So yeah, he's getting +14. So he's an 18.
Both
yeah.
enemies are
you're using a different notation for some of these. Like you're doing.
This is the plus for okay, all. So this is the plus for all of them. So if I now set so this is a 10, right? This
if you're is, doing it that
this
way.
Is, I'm gonna. I wanted to roll them up all at once so I could see what it is. That's an 18. This is a 13.
And that's a 10.
And you are at 39. Can I afford to send any at Dirk? How big is the pestilence demon?
7/6.
10, 20, 38. I can't send any of it at Dirk. I was gonna up and kill both of you, but I'll settle for killing
but
you.
But he didn't get a land, so he had something else going on.
I had something else going on. I'll kill you and then I'll show you what it was and you can go, ah! I kill Chewie. I initiate combat.
I initiate combat. We're like, I kill Chewie, alright. Well.
I swing with the four creatures that can attack for a total of 10, 20, 33 plus 18. 41? 41.
So, if that's...
Wait, no,
51.
That's 51. 51. Yeah. Okay, I was like, if it's 41, I'm not
then
dead.
You're not dead. That was the point.
Can I kill anything with the pestilence demon?
It's plus X.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Unexpected.
Sorry about that. One of my enemies is done, and now, if you kill him, I win.
Or I kill him, and we team up on that guy.
And we both win.
Yes.
Works for me. But not, no, I mean, you know, I want my kill. I want my kill. All right.
So, what's it feel like under that bus, Mike?
In my opening
hand. How are the gears?
In my opening hand, I was saving this until it didn't screw Dirk.
Uh-huh.
I've got to mutilate. Ooh. I have not cast.
This whole time.
And last turn, I was like, I'll cast the mutilate. And then punch Brian for, it would have been 4, I think, with the horror, or 3, or whatever.
I mean, like, Bill and Brian are the only ones with any worthwhile creatures.
If it helps you, I was going to kill you 3 turns ago when he stole the disc, or he used the blasphemous act, and all my green creatures went away, and I was like, ah, ugh.
Yeah, so, I don't think that actually
helps. Alright, you're going.
Just right. Died on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I just died on turn, I think 8, because, no, I had 8. I just died on turn 9.
In Commander.
From 39!
Hold on, 1, 2,
this is what I was gonna play if I...
That was 8.
A forest. It was not. I had 8 lands in play and I used a ghost quarter once. So that's not. Huh. Where did that card go?
Miss a land?
I don't care what you were gonna kill me with, go sit down.
Okay. It was gonna kill Dirk too.
But... There it is. Show emblem.
Oh, it's my emblem.
That is your soul.
Give a damn about your rest of all these. You just killed me for
30. I wasn't,
like it was nothing.
I wasn't trying to be like, still had these.
Play a Sacred Mesa.
Oh, that makes flying friends.
Oh, that's a problem.
This is awful. Your turn.
Okay.
How much does the Mesa do?
I just killed one of your enemies. This isn't awful.
I was gonna say, this isn't awful. You're not dead from 39!
That's true. Sorry, Chewie.
I don't even know what happened. I was sitting here because when I killed Chewie, I was like, all right, what?
Roll up to Fairy to draw 2 cards.
Draw 2?
That's what he does.
No.
Look at the top 2 cards, put 1 in my hand, 1 on the bottom.
Oh, yes.
Okay. That would have been pretty baller.
Draw 2.
You know what? Divination right now.
Nice. Heroes downfall. Heroes downfall, anybody?
All right. I'm going to put this one's my hand. This one goes on the bottom of my library.
The elves are even bigger.
Oh. Excessive violence.
Excessive violence is excessive.
Was that mutilate I didn't cast last turn? What an idiot.
Because you played a pestilence demon. All you had to do was
a ton of mana.
All you had to do was untap.
Holy crap.
That is a big cup.
It is.
It's a big cup.
It doesn't keep you from dying, but.
No, it doesn't. Go.
Alright.
Well, you can tap it for 4, is it just colorless?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we can't counter anything?
Counters an EDH. That's silly.
Forcible.
That's Bandit Commander, right?
Alright. Sorry I killed you, yo. From 39.
I had a Planeswalker limit break, had an emblem out.
You were living the dream.
I had a 10-10 and a 7-6 flyer. Now I'm dead. That's how quick it all can go away from you, folks.
He was a...
Cherish what you've got while you've got it. Cast the freaking mutilate.
He was, what's his name in Scarface, you know?
Alright.
I'm Sam Jackson in Deep Blue Sea. I was in the middle of my inspirational speech and also, and
sharks.
Spoilers. At least it didn't have a laser on its head.
Right? That one did, it just didn't have the battery to plug in or you'd be dead too. They had the laser beams attached to their heads. They forgot to put batteries in it.
I'm gonna sack a retriever and na 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 near battle sphere.
That was a Katamari song for everyone out there.
I've never played a Katamari.
Neither have I.
It's fun. It's real fun.
The mere Katamari sphere has arrived.
It's really fun to yell at your brother. It's like, roll over that, roll over that. I can't roll over that. No, just get that one. No, it doesn't work.
I completely believe that happened too.
So are you tormenting Castro?
I mean, yeah.
Of course.
All right, combat. I'm attacking Mike with Robot Dragon and Tok Tok.
All right, response. Sacred Mesa. Where's Pegasus token?
You don't get a Pegasus token. Flying monkey token.
Trigger Cather's Crusade. Respond. Activate Sacred Mesa. Where's the Pegasus token? There we go. Another Cather's Crusade trigger. So each one of them gets 2 +1/+1 counters.
Yep.
What does Catherine's Crusade do again?
Whenever a creature enters the battlefield under my control, put a +1/+1 counter on each creature I control.
It's pretty nice. It costs 5.
So it'd be pretty hot, yeah.
It's a do-nothing enchantment that does all the
things. So it's a pair of 3/3s?
Yeah, a pair of 3/3s, and I'll double block Steel Hellkite.
That sounds reasonable.
Sounds like cheating to anyone else.
Alright, so he doesn't get through. I will pump him to kill 2 of them though.
Alright, got it.
Alright.
Do you pay mana to put the +1/+1 counter?
No, it just happens. But it's an enchantment that costs 5.
I knew I was in trouble when he played the Mesa thing, because I can't get rid of enchantments in this deck, and now I can't ever attack. The efficiency is not on my side. So that's sad. But hey, you took 1 damage from Tuk Tuk.
Ah!
And that feels good.
Yeah, I'm a 13.
Alright. And I will pass to Brian.
What life is Dark yet?
30.
Okay, I think I win.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Okay, I think I win.
My
Really?
Seriously?
Wow. Okay, I win more. Alright, what enough of
Green Commander decks. That.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna roll up Freight Release. Make another elf. I now have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 elves. All but one of them can attack.
No, I think the reason I didn't cast Mutilate is because I didn't hear the Timberwatch elf.
Hmm.
Because had I heard a Timberwatch elf on the board.
What I was hoping to draw last turn was a forest so I could overrun and then play the Overwhelming Stampede, but it works. So I could have killed both of you in one swing. But any case.
I hear he still had all these.
Combat.
How much of that you sending up, Mike, again?
None of it.
Ah.
And he's actually more valuable pumping because I have 6 guys, whereas he'd only be 5. The War Caller is giving all the other elves +1/+1, so each elf is a 5. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 27, 30,
something,
+6/+6.
Alright. Carry the 4.
And that was going at Teferi, right?
Alright,
I'm done.
Okay.
That's fun.
Dang. So Brian
wins.
Out from nothing.
With no help from anybody. He's just like, well.
He did unload a giant board twice.
Yeah.
But Chewie's point is that, you know, yeah. I did not attack anyone that had pretty much been attacked. I don't think Chewie had been attacked by anybody but me the whole game.
You probably should have cast that last turn.
But no, there's, even with that, he would have.
I would have had an army of 2/2s.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't have had the elves back up.
Yeah.
And you might
have
survived. It was an Ixodron.
Oh.
But it had nothing on the board that would.
No.
No.
Because how many 2/2s would he have had then?
I mean, the Draga War Caller was already making them 2/2s. The only difference would be Timberwatch Elf wouldn't have been there.
And Timberwatch Elf didn't actually matter.
At that last point, he was at 30, right? So.
And the thing is that Power Encounter equaled the number of face-down creatures on the battlefield.
Yeah. So my point with what before was not I was trying to rub it in. It was more of I was trying to kill both of your guys. Both of you guys at once. And not prolong things, but.
So Ixodron would have been really big and would have been able to block 1 and suck up a bunch of damage. Well, that's by really big, I mean like, what, a 5/5? Can you turn tokens face down?
Ixodron says non-token.
Non-tokens.
Oh, okay.
Mind me or laugh at you.
Sweet.
Ixodron would have been really big, but...
I have been turned to the green side. Yay, Dirk.
I don't know how much damage that would have saved.
So where was all the damage pump coming against Chewie?
Because, like I said, it only stopped Timberwatch.
From the fact that I had a 4/4 that I then pumped to a 9/9 and Bestial...
Overwhelming Stampede.
Okay, so you had Overwhelming Stampede one turn, and then the next turn you had Overrun.
Right.
That will kill people.
I was going to Overrun to make the guy bigger, and then Overwhelming Stampede, it gives a bigger bonus. That, but yeah, I mean, back to back. Oh look, all my guys have Trample and are huge.
What he's talking about with his Hellkite.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it was just a printing error.
Hold on.
We're comparing Dirk's Steel Hellkite.
Hellkites?
Different decks.
Bill's Steel Hellkite.
Right. See, well, I understand that different. Normal card the two of the decks have okay. Steel Hellkite. I guess it's just that good.
Huh? Apparently, yeah. I mean, that's good too.
I put Steel Hellkite in most every commander deck.
It's good.
I mean, it's pretty ridiculous.
Okay. I had to take it out of mine earlier just because.
And you said there was one in this deck that had that too?
I had other stuff to do, but.
No, oh, no pretty, Solemn Simulacrum. Yeah, the Solemn Simulacrum in Bill's deck, I noticed it. It also had a color error.
My brain heard Simulacrum. I'm like, why did they put that in the commander deck? I mean, that's awesome, but why?
Because they hate us.
Well, Dirk, do you need to leave, or are you?
Yes, I do need to head out.
But you can't leave yet, we're still recording. So, do we have any final thoughts? All of us, cause I'm pretty sure we're gonna end the episode here, and then Mike and I are going to do the thing for the two listeners later.
Right. Uh-huh.
Where two listeners, whose names escape me at the moment, sent in, commander deck lists for us to play on the air in a live episode. But since there were gonna be five of us here, we can do a couple of games, just the two of us, and or several games probably, in the amount of time where we could play those two decks in a five-player game. So I figured that would be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and since Mike and I see each other on a semi-regular basis, we'll just do it that way, and I'll append it to the end if we can get it done sometime this week. So, how about some Dorksgiving final thoughts?
Sure, okay, I'll start then. No one else is. So,
tell everyone what you're thankful for.
I'm very thankful that Duretti is not a bad card. I actually think he might be a little too good.
Duretti is amazing.
The whole thing is like...
Is that yours?
Turn, okay. Yeah, that whole turn four, drop this guy, and then immediately fix your opening hand is pretty sweet. Like, you discard two, draw two, so it's not, like, the best looting, but you're getting two cards deeper, plus the one you drew a turn. It's really easy to craft a blade save.
I don't have any of those down here.
There's two? I guess so.
Okay.
That's...
So other than that, like, obviously his minus ability to just dig things back out of the graveyard is... kind of like a red reanimator strategy that's pretty viable when you just start chucking big stuff to get there. I considered aiming for the emblem and honestly just continuing to get things like battle spheres and hellkites and the like for free is pretty much an emblem in and of itself. I'm not entirely sure that it plays, I mean, I know we were playing Star, but it didn't feel quite like normal commander because it's a planeswalker out there and so it's like you just cast a planeswalker on time.
Yeah.
It didn't have quite that big beefy creature with commander damage to keep track of and all of that feel to it. So, I don't know. It'd be something I'd be interested in doing more of.
That is true, and that's something we haven't made mention of out loud, that using one of these planeswalkers as the commander takes out the commander damage option from whatever you're building. Completely.
It is nice to avoid the bookkeeping, but it is different.
Yeah, the bookkeeping can be a massive pain sometimes. If there's more than one person trying to kill other players with commander damage.
Yeah.
Like in the game we played earlier today, you were the only one doing it, really.
Right.
Yeah, so you were the only one where it mattered that I had to keep track of that. And I died by commander damage, so it was important to keep track of it.
Alright, well I'll go next.
Whatever was just said, I agree with it, except for the part that I didn't.
So, Bill says he's much better than you?
I agree with that.
Okay.
Like, as a person?
In bed.
That too, yeah, okay. Clearly.
I only speak in fortune cookies, okay?
For my final thoughts and everything, Dorksgiving, it's been a while since we've done this. I've definitely enjoyed getting to spend some time with everybody, and I'm always thankful that we can get together and do this as often as we do, which isn't very often, but the fact that we can still do it is always a blessing.
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah. Teferi is... Teferi is... I definitely think that he has a lot of potential. I think that if my hand... if I had had a different opening hand and everything, and if I was a lot more familiar with the deck, I would have been able to play it a lot better.
You kind of drew nothing.
How bad?
Yeah, I kind of sat there and I had stuff that was combat tricks, but I had nothing to combat trick it against because I had the thing where I could turn things into a 1/1 frog, but all I had was Teferi.
Mm-hmm.
And he does nothing to kill the Hellkite when he comes flying at me, so. So, but that's my final thought and all that is that if I had a chance to go with and modify and be a lot more familiar with the deck, then I think I would've been able to do a lot better. Although I will say the Garoff is an awesome card.
Oh yeah.
When you have an 11/11 zombie who's just going Is it my turn yet? Yeah, that's kind of something.
That's one way to put it.
It does seem like there are a lot of really awesome giant tokens floating around to the point where all these steel Hellkites felt really unfortunate. Because it's like, I could spend mana to get a worse creature killed, or I could just hit you and not have this problem.
Kill the big thing for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, Hellkite's always been really good.
The combination for you of your lieutenant and the, and the steel Hellkite was pretty good. It was like, I get to kill two of your best things or more, so.
Yeah.
I was really glad we were able to come over here. We had a really nice Thanksgiving dinner. That was really good. Other pickup games that I've played against the white commander deck with Nahiri, the other person is almost always able to run it to, you know, draw and run out of cheap equipment early on and then actually get to implement Nahiri in a useful way. You know, for me, that whole game, if I had cast Nahiri, it would have been like, oh boy, I cast five, I can make core soldier tokens. Like, this is awesome, which is not actually awesome. And then by the time I finally got the Stratocyte out there, playing Nahiri instead of doing anything else to protect myself was just a dumb move because of how low life I was. So I'm a little disappointed that I didn't get to try out my commander. I'm the only one at the table who did.
You have a strong opening, and then, you know, when you lost Jareth or whatever, the Johnny's brother.
Yeah.
Jareth, you know, the Goblin King.
You had to rebuild quite a bit.
He's a Johnny's brother? That's amazing.
You had to shift gears.
A man's foil.
But the deck looks good. The deck feels good. So.
Well, when we previewed it, it looked like it's a deck that's just built for build. Okay, I trample you with my army of soldiers.
Right. Yeah, my problem was that Bill was one of my two opponents, and Chewie was the other one. And they're both like, but I'm a 14. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, your opponents were red and black. They're not patient colors.
If you didn't have that, what was it, afterlife?
I would have been super dead.
You're just dead. Yeah.
What did you guys think about the fact that you didn't have a go-to creature to just summon when you didn't have any creatures in your hand?
That did feel bad. And, you know, for Dirk, especially with all the nothing he drew, that would have helped him a lot. Yeah. If he had had a creature commander instead of a planeswalker commander.
See, for me, it was basically the same thing. I think I underestimated Fraerlys a little bit, but the ability to play her on turn four with the sac land and immediately, you know, make a mana dork and accelerate me into all this other good stuff was pretty good. And I don't think I would have liked it as much if I had not had those two overrun effects. I mean, I would have just been like, play some guys. But then the ability to draw lots of cards worked out really well. I had several certifiable threats, and some of them got wiped in the first wipe, and then Chewie blew up the rampaging Baylos, which was the right move.
Apparently so.
So it's not like I was completely unmolested, and yet it was just...
Baby!
You know what I mean. And yet,
that's why I said baby.
And yet the deck was... And I died... Well, I died. I won with several things in my hand, and I'm not trying to be a... It's all that. I'm just saying the deck's pretty good. And if you're just allowed to build up, and I could jump block stuff all day long, worked really well. So for me, it was... Fraerlys was great because it's a planeswalker and a creature all the time. Because I can just make those Llanowars. I had fun. I'm glad that the game didn't take 5 hours.
I think that might be Star's fault more than the Planeswalker's.
Yeah, so right now we're not even at an hour and a half. So
that's like two of my turns in the earlier game.
If I had not been focused on killing two people, I would not have played those effects as early, and the board would have gotten gummed up, and Chu would have been able to use his emblem. And
the fact that I wasn't terrified of Bill, because Bill was doing scary stuff, I was like, ha, look at what Bill's doing.
I was immensely thankful
that I didn't have to be afraid of Brian.
My first thought when he played the Steel Hellkite was, kill it, and then my second thought was, don't kill it, it's gonna be okay. So, it was interesting, it was cool to try. Ready to play something else.
Hearthstone.
We'll probably do that in a minute.
Yeah.
Word? Well, I don't really have anything to add other than I didn't actually do much. Like, it's weird, I had a 10-10 token and a 7-6 flyer and I just limit broken my planeswalker. But I didn't actually do anything. I played a dude, I played an equipment.
You hit me for 10 once or twice?
I hit you just the once. And that was...
Well, the big thing was losing your little guy, well, your medium-sized guy, holding the equipment with intimidate to the blasphemous act, which you can thank your partner for.
I gave him the big zombie.
The horror had no evasion. And that's the, he would have been able to kill Fridolice, he would have been able to kill me or Mike fairly easily. I think losing the intimidate guy was big. Even though you got a big guy, everybody was like, chomp, mobilization and fray release.
My actual mindset on doing that was, so Chu is gonna still have something, he's my ally, and he's gonna have a whole bunch of corpses in front of him to charge over. And no, it was a big guy.
I don't think it was like a bad move necessarily.
Oh, yeah. It just didn't work out because they got rid of your
bash
right.
The lack of evasion is why I played the Pestilence Demon. I was like, 7-power flyer, I can fly over all of Brian's stupid elves. Oh my god, stupid elves.
And you're at a safe life total.
And I'm at 39, what can you possibly do?
Yeah, green.
Oh yeah. Green.
Green got creatures out. How many cards? That's a lot of cards. Uh-oh.
Oh well. That was fun though.
Yeah, when Brian was doing math, I saw he had the D20s out there that were rolled up to like 14, 12, 14, 14. I'm like, oh god, what is he doing?
And Mike clinched a little, and then he goes, oh wait.
I was trying really hard to see if there was a way to kill both of them, and there just wasn't quite enough to, or at least send some at dark, and there was no way. Not to make sure he stayed dead.
I was hoping that you were going to be able to damage Dirk a little bit, so that if I killed Mike, we both win. But that did not happen.
Yeah, that definitely didn't happen. Word.
On the plus side, I got to drink my bottle gnomes and have it too. It was fun.
On that note.
On that terrible joke.
Comedy's hard. Should I tell my joke again?
No.
So
you want to lose all our listeners?
I thought it was funny.
Thank you. So let's see. I gave the other two dorks their Manipul shirts. Dirk actually wore his for a while. Looks good on him.
We signed
all the dork tokens that can go out to people. So once I get the stickers,
those
people can get their stuff.
Stickers.
Oh, by the way, I found out why I don't have playmats yet.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, the second part of the ordering process is to call and confirm it. And I missed that line.
Oh, geez.
So when I sent them an email, they were like, well, you never called to confirm. And I was like, why would I? Hold on a minute. Scroll, read. Son of a... So...
Is it okay for the dog is poking out the door? It's alright.
Yeah, she's fine.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's why the playmats aren't here yet. I haven't gotten the production samples, because I didn't actually finish ordering them.
Shame.
How about them apples? This is why, one, you play the meeble eight, and two... You read all the print when it comes to ordering things. So, sorry about that. It's been bothering me. I'm like, why am I freaking at least my sample? Come on! It's cause I'm stupid.
RTF contract, buddy.
Right? So.
I guess the people on the other end were just like, well, I guess he doesn't want him. Oh well. Screw that guy.
What's a mana pool anyway?
Card hadn't been charged yet, so that's a plus, yeah. Oh well. So with that, I guess we're done. Yeah, so, happy Thanksgiving and day after my birthday, so happy birthday to my aunt. And to Uriah from the CMDR decks, today's his birthday too.
Cool.
Happy birthday, buddy.
If you find yourself shopping in person on Black Friday, sweep the leg.
Yeah.
It's the only way you're gonna get through.
Do you have a problem with that? So, it's possible that this episode will continue on with me and Mike playing some other Commander decks, maybe. We'll find out. You'll find out with us. Actually, you won't hear this if we did, so.
Time travel.
Yeah.
How it all.
So, alright, well. I guess we're done, so happy Thanksgiving again. And I'm not gonna say my sign out, cause I don't think we're done. Bye, everybody!
Bye, Chewy.
Not me.
And just like that, like a week and a half passed?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, okay. So, sorry you guys didn't get an episode last week, but due to family things, Mike and I couldn't do this last week because I had to go to Nana's house, like, way earlier than intended. So, here we are. We're playing these two listener-submitted decks. You're going first.
I am.
Who do you have?
I have an Avacyn Angel of Hope commander deck that was sent to us by Michael Saron.
Yeah, he's from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, that's right.
And I have Rachel Franzen's, and I quote, hippy-dippy Trastani EDH deck. She's from Ohio, because it's high in the middle and round on both ends. That's why it looks funny.
Yeah.
It's an Elmer Fudd joke. No kidding. All right, so we have shuffled up, and you don't even want to know the hell we've gone through to make this happen. We are just the worst. And it is Mike's go.
All right.
Counterspell!
Force of will.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Days. Misdirection. planes.
Commandeer!
Gorgon's head. Your turn.
Was that Gibbs Death Touch?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I hope Mike isn't picking any of this up.
What are you doing?
Oh. Trying to make... My leg is broken. Okay, so I will... Are you freaking kidding me?
Yes.
Okay, so I will play Grasslands. Because Grasslands, go.
Alright. Dun, 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 dun. Karu?
I'm sorry.
Your turn.
Did I laugh at you?
Yes.
Alright, untap my Grasslands. Draw this card. I'm going to... So, Grasslands is really cool. It's really crappy, but it's really good at the same time. Because it comes into play tapped. But then you tap and sack it to go get a forest or a plains and put it onto the battlefield untapped. Was there a temple? There was a temple garden in this deck.
Yeah, there's a temple garden in there.
But I will actually never find it.
It's also a sapseed forest.
Yeah, but that's for losers. Okay, well, tell you what. While I dig, I'm going to... Oh, there's a temple garden. So I'll pay 2 life. I go to 18. And this is really dirty.
Well, 38.
Huh?
38.
Oh, yeah, 38. Sorry. This is really dirty. I feel really bad about this, but it's my first draw, so I have to play it, because it's freaking awesome. So Sarah Ascendant.
Great. Okay.
Which is unfair in Commander. Rachel, your turn, sir.
And I'll play land?
It's a Gargoyle's Castle.
Awesome.
Yes, I played a Gargoyle's Castle. What are you talking about?
Freaking hell. All right. Let's see here.
The hills are alive with the sound of shuffling.
Replay the plains. Play devout chaplain. Your turn.
Ah, see, you can give it death touch. It's not even a problem. If only you guys could see the face. He's making it my face. I'm still shuffling. Here, cut that for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, I was busy.
Gosh, this chair is loud.
Ah, no. It's the chair I do all my random cards in. When I'm not in the... Okay, on the couch. Draw. Excuse me. Pardon me. I'm having issues here. Frickin' Mike wanted frickin' Burger King, so frickin' she was gonna frickin' die.
Well, Burger King makes you die, why didn't we go somewhere else?
Oh, I didn't realize it made me die.
Oh, okay.
I will play a Wooded Bastion. I guess I'll swing for 6.
Alright.
I feel horrible about it. But not horrible enough to not do it.
34.
And I'm at 44. Because reasons. And then...
Look at my hand. I can hardly tell when I'm looking at the front of it and when it's when I'm looking at the back. Oh, yeah.
Your turn.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. We aren't supposed to reveal how ghetto fabulous our setup is here.
Yes, we certainly did not use advertisement cards that may or may not have already been used as proxies by Mike to proxy out the few cards we didn't have. No. That would be silly.
And we're definitely not playing with them on sleeve.
No. That would be even more silly.
All right. Jeez, what the...
Why are your chairs so loud?
I don't know why this chair is loud.
It's because it's my chair. That's why.
All right.
We're at my house now. Not only did time pass, but we teleported.
Float 3, Keldoran Outpost, Sacrifice of Plains... 4.
Holy crap.
For Lena and Abuna's.
That's cool.
Take you for 2.
Take it.
Your turn.
Abuna's. That's the, your artifacts have X-proof?
Yeah.
Well, crap. I guess it's too late. Okay. Never mind.
I think it's already too late for me, considering the Sarah Ascendant.
Yeah, okay, it's too late. I had a response to that, but I didn't realize what it was. Never mind. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You're fine. What does this say? Oh, it's even better. Okay. Draw this card. 1, 2, 3. Oh, damn, that was crazy. So, I gotta play. Cheat. I'm gonna Ancient Tomb. Cause it comes into play untapped.
Yeah.
Cause that's fair. And I'm gonna 1, 2, 3. And this is gonna make 2 white. for a sign of Vidugazi.
Alright.
And I'm gonna make a bird, because I cast it from my hand. And then I'm gonna get another bird.
Did you take your two from the tomb?
Not yet. I'm just gonna gain it back anyway, what difference does it make? And I take my two from the tomb.
It matters.
And then, I'm gonna swing for six.
Alright.
Okay.
28. No. Yes.
46. Seems like I should be higher than that. I think you're cheating. Your turn.
Mm.
So I'm not going to be at 46 and then dead, am I right? Because that's what Brian did to me. Except I was at 39. Except he dealt a lot more than 39 to me.
Yeah, it doesn't really look like it's going to happen that way.
Thank goodness. That was depressing.
I'll equip the Gorgon's head to the devout chaplain.
Okay.
Take you for two.
I will take two.
All right. Your turn.
I can't find the four on this thing. There it is. So I wonder what your trick is. To untap your death touch guy.
You'll never know.
Till you do it! So I'll draw this card. Oh, dude. Do I need all this mana? I don't. So it's a Temple of Plenty. Signed by Noah Bradley. This one's for Jars. Hey, Jars, this one's for you. And I'm gonna scry! I want that. This card sucks. And then I'll, wake up. Guess I'll, for the fences, just everybody. So, the sign, the two birds, and the Escandant.
Alright, I'll block the sign with the Abunas.
Okay.
Take eight in the air.
Well, just take eight. Does this thing fly?
Yes.
Oh my god, I didn't realize it flew. I was just waiting on you.
Yes, that's why this has been a massive, problem.
I'm sorry. I did not realize that.
That's why it's not fair.
It isn't fair at all. I feel like more of a jerk.
I'm at 20.
Alright. And I'm at 50. And a horrible bastard. Your turn. I really didn't know it had flying.
Mm-hmm.
Kidding, witch. Putting Sarah Senate in your commander deck.
Play Transcendent Master.
Ah!
Take you for two.
Take it.
Your turn.
You could totally have blocked and killed it, and I'd have been like, oh darn, you killed it, and just right in the graveyard.
That's not even one of the cards we had to proxy up. You have a real one sitting there in front of you.
Hey, what do I know from reading? Forest. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 mana? Jesus. And I'm playing Ancient Tomb. I feel like I'm cheating. I am, actually. I guess Sarah Sinden can play on turn two. So I'll... What's that? Oh, the Transcendent Master, okay.
Yeah.
So I'll swing for 8 in the air.
Can't do anything about that. I'm a 12.
This is awful.
Yes.
So, and this is a 14. Why did I get another die? 14. So I'm at 64, and geez, your turn. There's literally no sense in me playing anything.
Planes.
Oh, jammy, top deck of planes! Oh, wait, you've got wraths and stuff in that deck.
Yeah. Eventually, I hope.
Somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere in this pile.
In the next two turns.
Jeez. 1, 2, 3, 4. Put 4 level counters on Transcendent Master.
Nice. So he's still just 3/3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And attack you for 2.
Take it! Like a boss.
Your turn. Death touch guy,
Punching through for damage.
Hey.
You're at 12?
Yes.
I can't kill you. I can come close though, so let's do that. Alright, I'll even use Ancient Tomb. And that'll make white for Johnny Goldbane.
Alright.
And I'll put a counter on all my dudes and swing for 11. Yeah. Oh, they have vigilance now.
Alright.
Okay.
Those are plus one counters, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, in case it matters.
Oh, jeez.
Put one there.
So what's a Johnny at right now?
I don't know. He starts at 4, so he's at 3. That is not fair. Oh, and I gain freaking 7 this time, because that's also not fair.
So Sion is at 5/5?
He got a counter too. So, all right.
You just win.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not cool. I really forgot that he had flying.
I didn't.
I was completely just waiting on you to block and kill him. I swear. I'm not saying that to be a jerk. I was confused when you attacked with your Deathsetch guy. I was like, why would you do that? Are you stupid? No, I am. All right, well, that was it, everybody. Thanks for... Oh, wait, no.
I mean...
That was actually terrible. Let's do another one. Yeah.
My land situation was awful as well.
Yeah, you ended that game with a Karoo, a Kildoran outpost, and a plains?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, Karoo did help me make a land drop that I would have otherwise missed. But then I drew a Kildoran outpost, and nothing else for many turns in a row.
So I was actually way too far ahead with the stupid ascendant, and you were way too far behind with the stupid lands.
Yeah.
Yeah. So clearly, I'm the better player.
Obviously.
That's how it works, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's how it works in Hearthstone.
That's how it works in the big leagues before you get banned.
Aww.
Aww.
Oh, did you see the big cheaty face McBastardson did a big apology?
Which one?
Burton Cheaty.
Oh. That boy just can't stay out of trouble.
Well, he got another ban, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. He did a big Facebook apology. Sorry for being such a douche all these years and whatever. I'm gonna try to get better. Thanks to everybody, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Jack tore into him on Monday Night Magic. I agree with Jack's stance, but not his intensity.
Hmm.
I think it might be too late for him.
I don't know.
As far as his standing in the community goes.
Yeah.
It is never too late. Listeners, remember this. It is never too late to better yourself. It might be too late to have others agree that you have bettered yourself, but screw other people.
Yeah.
Other people suck.
That's why they're over there.
Exactly. If other people were that cool, they'd be here with us, damn it. My old man asked me when I was going to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops.
You don't know which ones are upside down, right side up, do you?
No, it was an actual card. That's...
Oh, okay.
There we go. Oh, you filthy... Oh my god, did I just put the whole stack on upside down? There we go, okay. What was I saying before I completely screwed that? Oh,
okay. I don't know.
Like,
oh.
He's like, so when are you going to get a job? And I just looked at him. I'm like, really? And he goes, what? Oh, yeah. How's that going for you? I was like, it's fine. Oh, good. And then he dropped it. Hey! See, you had to tell me you couldn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know that I can't be able to do something Mike can't do. So now I can't do it either. See, Mike, I can't do a riffle shuffle, and Mike can't do a toss shuffle. I think that's what this is called.
Something like that.
And I was like, here, do that to mine, because I can't do it your way. And he goes, well, I can't do it your way. And my brain can't handle that. So now I'm having trouble doing a toss shuffle myself. Here. Sick of this nonsense.
All right.
Play or draw, sir?
I'll play.
Okay. Look at that. All magic card backs.
Yeah.
Probably got no lands. Well, that's not the case.
Hmm. I'm cool with this.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Plains, your turn.
Plains, Reese the Redeemed.
Brogan.
Not Sarah Ascendant. Go. Oh, hiccups.
Plains, your turn.
Forest. Poke.
Alright.
Ha! Take six. I mean one. Go ahead. Hey, everybody, I poked Mike.
Plains, Whisper Silk Cloak.
Okay.
Your turn.
I don't like what you're implying there. Or inferring. You know, whichever. Let's go another forest. I'm going to make an elf.
All right.
During my turn, because I don't know any better. I have a little gold elf. Your turn. I actually have some elf warriors over there somewhere, but I don't feel like digging them out. Is that all right with you?
That's fine. Your turn.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not cool. So I'll go with planes. Oh, dude, I'm going to play my general. My generale. My Trostani. Hey, girl. And then I'm going to... For two.
Alright.
With my elf and my Reese. Reese, your turn. What was the other Reese? He was black green, right?
Yeah.
He was less impressive, right?
Yeah. Soaring.
Oh god. Broken!
Your turn.
Okay. Not so broken. Eh. I don't know what these cards do. Forest. Know what that one does.
I mean, I guess if we need help with each other's handwriting, we can just ask.
That's very true. Okay, so I'll swing for two with these guys.
All right.
Okay. And then I'll murder five. And I'll play Thrag Tusk and gain 8 life.
Too
damn.
Much. Take it back.
Do it.
So too much, take it back.
Sorry. Can't. Send the deck. At least it's not Transcendent Master. Why didn't I punch you with Tristana? Your turn.
I don't know. I thought you were going to proliferate.
So did I. And then I populate.
Populate.
Ha! I'm not the only one that does that.
Let's see here. Play a Secluded Step, and...
Oh, you are hard up. If you play the Secluded Step.
Well, I might need it later.
5.
And... Geist Honored Monk.
I don't even know what that does.
Vigilance, or Power, Toughness, or Cool Numbers, or creatures I control, and I get 2 spirits.
Oh, okay, so she's a 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Your turn.
Alright, it's my turn. I don't know why I reached down to the dice bag to draw a card. Did you see that? I don't know what that was all about. I might be an idiot. Let me read this. Cool. So I'll... Oh no, I'll do this instead. This is much more better. I'll Sun Petal Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Untapped. And then 2 GGWW. That's 6, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll Armada Worm.
Alright.
And gain 5. And then I'll... Give me a dice. I'll make a Armada Worm buddy. And gain 5 more. Cause that's fair. And that's 10. Okay. What was that at? I'd already gained some.
That was at 8.
Right.
So that needs to be at 18.
Needs to be at 18. I said it gains 10, and so I put it at 10. Effectively screwing myself out of a 8 life. Okay. Combat.
Okay.
I'll... Why are you tapped? You're not tapped. I'll... just send the Thrag Tusk in.
Block with Geist Hunter Monk.
Okay. So Thrag Tusk will die.
Trade?
And I will... get a beast and gain 3 more life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh god, too many tokens. So, this is a worm... That's a little gold elf.
Alright.
And this is a big black beast. Okay. And gain 3 more, so I need another die. This is ridiculous.
All those lands are tapped, right?
Yes. No, why would they? Oh, because of casting Armada Worm. Yeah. So this should be at 1. I didn't attack with anybody else, so yeah.
Alright.
Your turn. I don't know if this is hippy-dippy or smashy-facey.
Combat attack for 2 with flying.
Yeah, flying.
Mm-hmm.
I'll block with my face.
All right.
Oh, ow, my face.
And then wrath.
Yep, like actual wrath.
Yes, actual wrath.
All right. Well, she'll go to the over there. That's not actual wrath. What is that?
Couleur de Dieu.
Damn right. I have a French wrath. No, is not, that what that is?
Couleur de Dieu. Couleur. I don't know how to pronounce French words.
Or English words. That's Brian. Ow.
All right, your turn.
All right. What are you at?
35.
Is that an awful lot of beating to not hurt you?
It was with 1/1s.
Right. These are untapped. Okay. So I'll play a Gargoyle Castle. Shut up. That's how you pronounce it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Where have I got? 1, 3, 4, 6, 7. I got 7. So I'll just tap it all and play a Penumbra Worm.
Alright.
Yeah, wrath now, punk. your turn.
Plains.
Stupid Armada Worm, not getting to attack with his buddy.
Do. This is a 7 for Kanda, Lord of Egonjo.
So he's indestructible and has Bushido 5?
Yes.
Okay.
Your turn.
Okay. Planes. I have all the manas. I have some of the manas. That's all he has, right?
Yeah.
He's not vigilant or anything stupid like that, right?
I don't think he has vigilance.
That would be awful.
I can't remember. This is one of the ones that I wrote down from memory. We didn't look it up.
Oh, God. Mike's trying to cheat me. K-O-N. That should be it. He does have vigilance.
Okay, he has vigilance.
Well, ball sack.
He's still the Sharpie nearby.
No.
Okay.
We'll just remember. Clearly I remembered already, because I said it. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to flip you off.
All right.
And then I'm going to... So for three, I'm going to play a mimic that.
All right.
And then for three, I'm going to play a hornet nest. And then for my remaining two, nothing. And then I'm going to...
What cost to activate him? Three?
Yep, then I'll swing with the worm. Six, six, scramble.
No blocks.
You're doing it wrong.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't think you are, actually. Your turn. Nice trick with the mimic vet, huh? I get shadow worms all day.
Let's see. Cliff Whisper sold cloak to Conda.
Yep.
Take you for three, unblockable.
Yep. Jump down to 56. Really? What the hell?
And then play Mausoleum Guard. And then it's your turn.
So that's the only one it does, you get some spirits?
Or? Yeah, two spirits.
Two spirits, mm-hmm. Okay. What is this? Oh, that's my hand. Shut up. Oh my god. Okay, so I'm gonna... 1, 2, 3, 4... And a green for a doubling season.
Alright.
Cause that's fair.
To work for you or everybody, I forget.
Double dudes encounters for you.
Okay.
Yeah, work for everybody, that would be stupid. Okay, this
would be fair.
That's what I meant. What did I say? And then I'll swing with the worm.
Block with Conda.
Okay. Okay, the worm will die.
Okay.
What does all imprint?
Response to Mimfet's triggered ability.
Response to the trigger, okay. Wait, is that a trigger?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Purify the grave to exile Penumbra Worm from a graveyard.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. Mimic. You may exile that card. Okay, it's not instead. Alright, so one exiled worm. But I still get a big black worm. Token.
You get two. Cause that's fair.
And then I get, another big, this one's green. Worm token. Cause it's fair. You are correct, sir. Huh. Purify the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Is that half flashback?
Yes.
Ball sack. Okay.
So I got one more shot.
Oh, that was my turn. I suppose I could pay three and tap and put a copy of my not imprinted dude on the... Jerk, your turn.
I don't know what this is again.
Hornet nest.
Hornet nest.
Plain as day.
Clearly.
Conda!
Play a cage sun and choose white.
Hey, cool.
Does
that work for everybody?
No, just me.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Dang it.
This is a real card. You want to read it?
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay. Fine.
We're getting paranoid about each other.
And yes, I do. Give me that. To your maniple king. And it's just creatures you control that get bigger, right?
Yeah.
Of course, I don't have anything white.
Take for four, unblockable.
Take it! Since, you know, no choice.
Mm-hmm. Your turn.
Go to 52. Okay. Looks like someone wrote Ohm on the back of this one with a silver Sharpie.
Oh yeah, I started writing something, but then I realized I couldn't read it, so I switched to the other side.
Oh, okay. So you probably know a card I just drew.
No.
No idea. Wait. Well, that is hard to see. I remember you saying that. Okay. I had no idea what you were talking about. Oh, right. Okay, because that's also perfectly fair. Oh. Okay. Okay, so I will go... 1, 2, 3, 4. And play a Master of the Wild Hunt.
Alright.
Because he is cool. And there's no point in having two big-ass 6-6 tramplers if you don't swing with them.
I block one with Conda.
Black one or the green one?
The green one.
That's good, because it's not actually green, it was black.
Judge. I'm a 23.
Okay, and then I'll, I will nothing. Not a nam nutter.
Alright.
Your turn.
Planes.
Are you sure that's my phone in another room? I swear it sounds like it's under the cushion here.
I don't know. It sounded to me like it was coming from another room. We heard it earlier.
Hmm.
Tech for 4 unblockable.
All right. 48.
8 for Avison.
Ah, response. Eh. Okay. I flipped her off.
5 for Precursor Golem. I got 2 3-3 Golems.
Here, use some, with letter, with numbers on them. Eh.
And your turn.
I don't want to play anymore. You cast Avison. That's cheating.
Game's not over yet.
Alright, upkeep. I get a wolf, so I get 2 wolves. Cause that's fair.
Jeez.
I got this. Okay. Untap, stupid. Shadow wolf thing, or worm thing. Mike's giving me the stare down.
That's just how I play.
Look up and he's just looking at me like, make your move, punk. Pick up the gun. I don't want to, mister. Okay. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 8 of the manas. I want more than that, because I need to do more than that things. Get on that. I'm gonna recast my generality. 4, 5. That's a green 6.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Tristani. Do you miss Tristani? No, you don't. I do. And then, freaking Avison. So she makes all of your stuff indestructible.
Yes.
Of course, most of your stuff is already indestructible, so.
Yeah.
Looks like I have no response.
Alright.
Nothing to do.
Nah.
You guys saw it. He sacrificed the planes by throwing it in the floor.
Cycle Drifting Meadow.
Okay.
Planes. Move Whisper Silk Cloak to Avison.
Okay.
Combat. I don't want you targeting her.
Huh?
I don't want you targeting her.
Oh, target. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have Path and Swords.
Oh, I do. How do you know that?
Maybe it's the what felt like 7 hours we spent putting these together.
It's 4.5.
Combat, attack with everybody. Avison and Conda have vigilance.
So what are those two over there? These are the golems. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of damage. That's 12, 14, and 8. No, Caged Sun.
Well, yeah, Caged Sun is adding 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 more.
Does Caged Sun work on the golems too?
Oh, no, they're not white. Dirt.
Oh, Chief Face. Okay.
Adding 3 more. Okay, I apologize on Facebook.
So what is that? That's 9.
9 plus 9 is 18 plus 7 more is 25. If you don't block.
Okay. Alright, what's on the ground?
Everybody except Davison.
Okay, good. So I will throw... How many cards do you have in hand?
1.
Alright. So I will throw... I'll throw the hornet nest in front of Conda.
Okay.
And get all of the hornets.
Yeah.
And then, so the big guy will block, they're all 3 that are left that I can't block,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll block 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. So I'm taking...
9 from Avison.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And you get 16 hornets.
Taking 9, so that goes to that. I get 16 hornets.
In response to the Mimic Fat trigger, I'm going to flash back, Purify the Grave and Exile the Hornet Nest.
Oh, okay. I was like, does that work? Oh, but it's my guy. Okay. Screw you, Hornet Nest. Dang it.
Yeah, I think I accidentally just lost.
I think you might have.
Freaking hell. Alright, your turn.
Alright, my turn. So I get... Did I block? I didn't block with wolves.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
that's what you said.
So I get Yeah, yeah. So I get two more wolves. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't roll it down, because I'm getting two more. Okay.
Golly, I can't believe I did that.
You know, it's because we don't have the real card.
I don't know. Knowing me, who knows? I probably would have screwed up just as bad. Sorry, Michael, that was my fault.
It was, too. I saw him. That was all him. I didn't whisper in his ear, nothing. So.
No. Oh, that's sad. Because I could have just sat on Avacyn for a couple more turns and won.
Yes, I've got... What do you have?
23.
So if I... A Johnny minus one, then that's...
Yeah, I just
that's
lose.
Game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay. Aww. Okay, if you hadn't screwed that up, I have no idea how I'm going to dig myself out of this hole. Not even, I could have bought two turns with Gargoyle Castle.
Mm-hmm. What? How?
By making a dude to block Avacyn. Oh, you put a Wisp. Oh, I just drew a Sundering Growth. So, that didn't matter.
Okay.
But, I could have got two more turns with the Gargoyle Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Well, I had enough mana to play Razor Hippogriff, get the cloak back, play it, equip it.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. You might have just cost yourself the game there, sir.
Oh, I know I did.
Dang. No, I mean, you might have cost yourself a sheer thing, is what I mean.
Yes, I know I did.
Oh, screw you, buddy. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a Well of Lost Dreams. That would have done nothing.
Dang it.
Well, I guess it would have done nothing. Although, with Tristani out, I could have kept making mana. Or gaining life, but I don't know if I could gain that much life.
Not to get out from underneath commander damage, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I would have just won.
Oh, if yeah. If I had
just sat on Avacyn for a few more turns. Yeah.
Let's do another one.
Yeah, that was bad. That was my fault.
You shuffled Avacyn in.
That was also bad. That was my fault.
All right, well, we'll be right back. All right, mulligans and everything done. Were you gonna play?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, I promise to not screw it up this time.
Don't make promises you can't keep, son.
I will do my best. I will make some level of attempt to not screw it up
this time.
There we go.
I like it.
Planes. Clamp. Skull clamp.
Nice.
Your turn.
Temple Garden tapped.
Mm-hmm.
Your turn. Oh, don't want to take two to do nothing.
Planes, Pure Steel Paladin. Your turn.
You just screwed up my whole plan for the next, like, five turns, you jerk.
Sorry.
I don't think you are.
I'm not sorry.
So I'll Planes, Solar Ring. And then tap these for a Luminarch Ascension. Aren't you glad that you...
I'm really glad I got a... Yeah. I am. Holy crap.
Your turn, sir.
Wow. Alright, I'm going to start with Basil's Color. Draw a card. Play a Plains. Equip Skull Plant to Pure Steel Paladin.
Fair enough.
Attack you for three.
Yep.
And your turn.
37. In a row? I can hear you thinking it. Shut up. Okay, so I'm gonna go 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, where is she? Oracle of Moldiah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Colonian Twin Grove on top.
Not a land.
But I can play a land. I'm gonna play an extra land, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll play two forests. Because I am a badass.
Awesome.
Your turn. That's how much of a badass I am.
Play Plains. Let's see. Since it's my main phase.
Oh, Lord.
I'll play Return to Dust and Exile Luminarch Ascension and Sol Ring.
You get two?
Yeah.
Well, that's fair. Okay.
Oops, and I have to remember my life total.
Oh, chief, judge, force of will.
Combat. I'll attack you with Pure Steel Paladin.
Three again?
Yep.
Three again. Yeah, Oracle is... Do I want to keep the Oracle? So, starts with four. There it is.
Your turn.
Messing up my mana production. Son?
Now I'm getting somewhere.
What is that? It's a righteous aura. Okay. I don't know about getting somewhere. I mean, you already lost the match. So, this is just an honor duel here.
Well, this isn't best of five?
See? Sound like your brother. So, play a forest.
Thomas wouldn't be that cheap.
But he would say it's a joke, though.
Oh.
In that voice.
Yeah. That's the voice we use when we're imitating someone or saying something stupid or telling a joke. And I've noticed that, like, we didn't make it up ourselves because it wasn't until I was an adult that I noticed this, but my mom and her sisters do a voice like that too. When they're imitating someone saying something stupid.
I can not see your mom doing that.
It's not that pronounced, but.
All right, swing for two with the Oracle.
No blocks.
It's good because you don't have any.
Force of block.
Force of block. That's a card, right? Oh, I'll play Tristani. It's like, I can do something. Bam. 2-5.
Mm.
Your turn.
Let's see here. I'll equip Basilisk Colored Piersteel Paladin.
That's a problem.
And then attack 4. Probably screwed that up. And then attack 4.
Way to go, Captain Stupid.
Wow, that was bad. What the crap is wrong with me?
Oh, do you have another artifact in hand?
Yes.
Ah, idiot. What?
Sorry, I screwed it up. I think I am getting messed up a bit by the proxies. Attack you with a Piersteel Paladin.
So is that 3-1 lifelink death touch?
Yeah.
Okay, take it.
All right. Gosh. I'll play Secluded Step. Your turn.
Poor Mike. Never seen you so bum-fuzzled. Hey, look, hornet nest.
How about we don't? That'd be cool.
Could you not? You had to kill my soul ring, didn't you?
Yeah.
So matter of fact. Excuse me. I guess I'll play the Righteous Aura. And I guess I'll swing with these two. Tristani and the Oracle.
Alright.
Uh-oh. 2 commander damage.
11
turn clock. yeah, I'm an idiot. Okay, and unfortunately I don't have any sort of other thing to do, so, cause that's not a land.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hornet nest. Hey Mike, it's a hornet nest, go.
Play a Darksteel Plate, draw a card.
Hey look, it's an artifact.
Play planes.
Please don't hit me. Like punch me, I don't mean hit me with your dude.
Play Frontline Medic.
Ooh, cool. What's he do again?
Okay, he's a 3-3. Mm-hmm. His battalion is, my creatures get indestructible this turn.
Right.
And I can sacrifice him to counter a spell with X in the cost unless the person pays 3.
Right.
So to mana leak an X spell.
Yeah. Seems good.
Yeah. I'll pile the equipment on a Piersteel Paladin.
I'll respond to that.
Okay.
By Beast Withinning your Piersteel Paladin.
Okay. I draw 2 cards because of the clamp.
That's true. Here, you want a beast?
Yes.
You get a puke green beast. Look at that. Nasty. That really is gross.
And it's your turn.
Ha! Ah, didn't even have to use my AK. Hornet nest. Oh, for God's sake.
They know how I felt.
Well, I guess I'll play the hornet nest.
Alright.
Gain 2 life. Thanks, Tristani. And then, no. No. Then it's your turn, Mr. Man.
Alright. Planes. Uh-oh.
What?
There's some things I don't know about this deck. I just got a conditional tutor spell.
Oh, you want to check the list?
No, I'll figure it out.
That's good. That would be way too much hassle. What's in there besides enlightened tutor?
Oh. Well, no, you'll see.
Oh, okay.
Here, I'll just do it this way.
Oh, Lord.
Tajnar Swordsmith, and I'll have XP 3. Just.
So is that 3 or less?
Yeah. Yeah, just because I can't remember what all my options are.
I know there's a Jitty in there.
That's what I thought.
There's also another thing.
Is there anything else that really matters?
Well, for 3?
No. If I waited a million years, I could have got Batterskull. Let's see. Never mind. I'm not going to bother looking. I'll get a Jitty.
Fair enough. It was in the play?
Yeah.
Holy balls. Cheat. Judge.
Your turn.
Yeah. Draw that card that is not a land. Oh, Jesus. And I can't play this. Only a land, right?
Yeah.
Can't even get a shuffle effect. Just for that, you don't get a... Yeah, oh my God. There you go. If you could see what's in my hand, you would think this was really funny.
I believe it.
And I would hate you, because you're a jerk. So, I'll go 1-4 and play my Cradle of Vitality.
Alright.
Not to be confused with Cradle of Filth, that's a band. I don't know if you know this or not. If anyone in the world knew that, it was Mike, by the way. Swing with my Hornet? No. Your turn, sir.
Alright. This is weird.
You're weird. Can I read the Jitty real quick?
Yes. On-sleeve Jitty, baller.
Darn right.
Equip Umezawa's Jitty to Tajnar Swordsmith. Equip Skull Clamp to Frontline Medic. Equip Basilisk Collar to the Beast.
This is ridiculous.
Equip the Darksteel Plate to Frontline Medic.
You can do that?
No, no.
What does it cost?
2. No, equip it to the Beast. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, putting it on the same creature wearing Skull Clamp is not a good idea. Okay.
That's a little silly.
Alright, combat.
Yeah.
Take with everybody, battalion.
Okay.
So they're indestructible.
So what does the GDC again? Alright, when an equipped creature...
Deals combat damage.
To anything.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you at?
37.
Okay. So I'm gonna pay a white and 2 life to prevent the damage from the guy holding the GD.
Alright.
And then what's the rest? There's...
This is... Frontline Medic is a 4-2, and the Beast is a 3-3 with Death Touch and Lifelink.
Okay. So I'll block... I like the way you were agonizing over what to equip the plate to in general.
Well, they're indestructible forever.
I'll block the 4-2 with the Hornet Nest.
Mm-hmm.
And take the other.
Alright.
Yeah.
So I gain 3.
So you gain 3. Mm-hmm. And I get 4 Hornets... And gain 4 life.
Right.
Ooh, they'll be blue because they fly. This jumps me up to... 35. 20, yeah, 35. Okay.
Your turn.
All right. Of course, because this is the last game we're going to play, it's going to take forever.
Of course.
Be a Yay! Plains on top. Play it. What's this? Temple of Plenty on top. Play it. Scry.
What is it?
Oh, Sunpill Grove. Which I don't actually need anymore because I only needed 7 land. Yeah, I probably should have kept that there so I could play it next turn. Oh wait, I wouldn't. I would have drawn it next turn. Okay, so it didn't matter. Okay. So I'll go 6 to Feud Killer's Verdict.
Okay.
So I'll gain 10 life. So that goes to 5. That's a 20 now. And then if I have more life than you, which I do, I get a 5/5 giant. Which means I gain 5 more. Wow, Tristani's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So all that's tapped. It would have been really cool for Cradle of Vitality, but whatever. And then all your dudes are tapped, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll... That's my giant. Nah, screw it. So 2, 4... Nah, screw it. 8.
Alright.
Alright. What do I care about blocking?
32.
Then your turn there.
Dum, dum, dum. I'm gonna move Skull Clamp to the Swordsmith.
Okay.
I'm gonna move the Tarkseal Plate to Frontline Medic.
Okay. Can I move Basil's Color to my Righteous Horror?
No. gosh. Combat. Okay. Everybody?
Yep.
Battalion?
Yep. So how much is it?
9 total.
And Sword Stupid has the Jitty.
Yes.
How big is he? Oh, it's indestructible. How big is he?
He's a 3-2 right now.
Okay. Well, I'll block him with my giant. Because no reason.
Okay.
And then take the other whatever.
6.
6?
Mm-hmm. And I gain 3.
Okay. I had worms.
And then I'll give the giant -2/-2.
Yep. Dead giant.
Yum. Is that how that goes?
No.
No.
That's Red Robin. I was going Green Giant.
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho. Dead giant. I have to cut all of that. It's copyrighted.
Your turn.
Aight.
That's not good.
I thought it was pretty good. I'm not just saying it because there's a True Conviction on top. I mean in my hand. Can't find land. I found 2 in a row. I guess I should be shut up about that. Oh. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I'll tap 6 for the True Conviction.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll fences.
Okay.
So 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So it's 16 as it stands. So what have you got? What have you 4 got?
4 damage. I'm going to disenchant True Conviction.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
So I take 8.
Yes. And I gain none of that.
Mm-hmm. 27.
Alright. Your turn, Mr. Man. With your face all hanging off.
Combat.
Yeah.
Check with everybody.
Okay.
Battalion.
Okay.
So, 9 damage.
I will pay the 2 life to keep the Jitty wearing dude from getting counters.
Alright, so 6 damage.
So 6 damage.
I gain 3.
So I'm at 36. What are you
at? I'm at 30.
Okay.
So, Frontline Medic gives him indestructible until the end of the turn.
So you're gonna Wrath?
So post-combat, yeah, Cure Charge Wrath.
Yep.
And I don't have Threshold.
Nope. Alright, well Tristani will jump back into the command zone. Poor Oracle dies. My poor, what were these? Hornets?
Mm-hmm.
They're dead. Oh.
Your turn.
Oh. I've been waiting on... Oh, there it is. I've been waiting on that for a while, ever since I realized. As I looked over, I was like, oh, this turn. Well, that sucks. So, yep, for 7, I'll play a Tristani Summoner. And so she's a 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
7 mana, 1-1.
Nice.
There's no 2 on this. I'll get a 2-2 Vigilance, a 3-3 Nothing, and a 4-4 Trample. So I was going to do that next turn and gain a bunch of life, but some jerk had to kill my Tristani.
Yeah, her and Tristani are best friends. That's 10 life. That's pretty good.
Are they BFFs? Your turn.
All right. Oh, boy. Planes. Combat?
Yeah.
Everybody. Battalion.
Balls. Okay. Oh, I don't like this. I guess I'll throw the summoner in front of that. No, it doesn't matter. Yeah, alright, I'll take it.
All right. Nine damage.
Mm-hmm. 9 damage. I'm now at 27.
Post-combat, my Ocean of Cleansing Fire, and remove the Divinity Counter.
Don't forget to gain your food.
Right. Thanks.
Stop wrathing my board.
Your turn. The deck finally decided to show me what it does. At least one of the things.
It leans on frontline mode?
Well, if Avacyn were here, I could do the same thing.
That seems unlikely. Alright, so let's go... Is this dead? I don't think I'm dead yet. You were bad at this. Did you gain your 3 life?
Yeah.
Did you put your counters on your city?
No. Why would I do that?
That's dumb as hell. Look at you. Look at you. I'm helping you beat me. Bro, can't do that. So let's do this instead. Oop, wrong one. I play a Colonian Twin Grove. Currently a 4-4. He brings a 4-4 buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Your turn.
All right.
Bad at this game.
Combat.
Yep.
Everybody, battalion.
Yep. I have... This is terrible. Alright, I'll throw... This is terrible. What am I doing right now? What am I doing right now? Losing. Okay. Alright, I'll throw the token in... The token? I'll throw the not token in front of the medic.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be my only block.
Alright, so you take 10.
Well, no, not yet. Okay. But that was all my blocks.
Alright.
Okay.
No tricks.
Alright, well then I'll pay white and pay 2 so that the jitty guy doesn't get more jitties.
Okay, so take 7.
Okay, I take 7. I can't do math. This is an 8. Bam.
And I'll remove a counter from the jitty to give the...
How do you get 7?
1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, I blocked that one. Right.
Yeah,
Yeah, killed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second main.
Wrath again?
No. Play Kemba.
Oh, Jesus.
And equip Darksteel Plate. And equip Basilisk Collar. And equip Skull Clan.
So, during your upkeep, you get 3 cats now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your turn.
Thank goodness this is just an honor duel, because you are beating the... The dog out of me is.
Beating the honor out of you.
Our beloved Dirk would say. Croson Verge, because... apparently...
Because now is the right time to draw that.
Because apparently, yeah, fate is a cruel mistress and kind of a bitch. I think if I were to fart, it would pick it up.
I don't know.
Let's not test it. I'm getting the damnedest feeling that I'm just going to lose. But I refuse to just quit.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm going to play an intangible virtue because it's funny. It must be good. It was banned in block constructed.
Oh, yeah. So it's like no removal in block constructed.
It's also that. There's a victim of night.
Okay, no mass removal in block constructed.
Yeah, your turn, sir. Just the worst. I like to wait. Now that I have things that matter when I gain life, I can't gain life to save my soul. Literally, to save my soul.
So, 3 cats.
3 cats. Here, have some white cats. What's this?
That's commander damage.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Planes. I'll move the equipment around some more. Put Basilisk Collar on my Ocean of Cleansing Fire. Put
balls.
The clamp on frontline medic. I'll leave the Darksteel Plate on Kemba.
Okay.
Green giant bread.
What?
Combat.
Yep. They can't attack.
Yeah, everybody except the cats and battalion trader.
Alright, so pay 2 for the guy with the J.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay 2 for the Myogen.
Okay.
And what else is big?
Frontline Medic is a 4-2.
Alright, I'll pay 2 for him.
So now it's
Kemba and the beast token that haven't been dealt with.
So I'll block the beast with my 5/5.
All right.
And take two?
Two. Mm-hmm.
I am at 20. 20. 20, 20, 20.
Play
Play
a shield of Caldra.
Oh, jeez.
And,
don't you have enough indestructible crap going on over there?
And equip the collar to Kemba.
Of course.
Your turn.
My turn. Alright, Deck. This is where I lose. I drew a cultivate.
Nice.
No. Not so much.
You make your token guy bigger.
Shut up, Mike. So it cannot kill any of your dudes. Alright. How much damage do you have over there just right now?
Right now? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17, 21.
Jesus. Okay. So that means... I don't think there's anything that can be done here at this point, but for the sake of whatever, I'll go ahead and pay 3 to cultivate. Yeah. 2 cards, that was Kadama's Reach. Alright, I'll get a Plains on the, is the battlefield tapped?
Yeah, and one in your hand.
Okay, I'll put the Plains in my hand,
mm-hmm.
and then play it.
Got it.
And then put a Forest on the battlefield tapped. So now I can cancel out a teensy tiny bit of your stupid damage. And that's my turn.
All right. Okay, so I get 2 cats.
But well, look up. Just for the record, if I were to draw a Sarah Ascendant, I'm playing it and not feeling bad about it.
Yeah.
Because it's a stupid little one.
It has lifelink.
Shut up.
I get 2 more cats. We'll just remember that 2 of those are summoning sick.
Yep.
Planes.
Dead giant brain.
Whisper's Hulk cloak. Equipped to my ocean of cleansing fire.
Oop. I'll just assume you cut that.
Yeah. Combat.
Yep.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Battalion.
Yep.
Well, everybody except 2 of these cats.
Except opens. 2 of the cats, yeah. Alright, so I pay... 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Okay. So, Swordsmith,
mm-hmm.
Medic, Kemba, 3/3, and the Myogen.
Alright.
So I'm at 10.
And there are 6 cat tokens.
Oh, was that it?
I'm sorry, 3 cat tokens.
Well, yeah, but it's 6 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll block 1, then take the other, whatever.
Take 4.
Take 4. I am at 6.
I'll equip Shield of Caldra to Tajnara Swordsmith.
Because why not?
Yeah, because why not? Your turn.
Alright. Were there any rats in this deck? I don't think there were.
Or, there's gotta be something.
I'm just gonna slam it, because you can see it already, can't you? It's a wooded bastion.
Dang.
And I've been holding up an Umberworm that does me no good for like ever. So yeah, that was here. Next time 2 things would deal damage to me, they won't. I died. Yeah, that was awful. A couple of rats completely stopped this deck in its tracks.
Yeah.
Of course, I was also missing like 2 land for a while.
Yeah, also that.
Hey, the Sunfell Grove found its way back to the top. I mean, I'm playing 4, so wait.
Oh boy, what time is it?
It is almost midnight.
Golly.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, this is in the middle of the work week. This is how much we love you guys.
We do. So, that was cool.
It was.
Are you glad you got your honor back?
Yeah.
Like grinding me beneath your boot heel?
Yeah. For some reason, other people's decks seem to hate me. And I'm glad this one finally warmed up to me and for the last game.
Yeah. I don't know about glad, but...
I'm glad.
I'm happy that you're happy. Let's put it the
nice,
happy way. All right, then. So, thank you very much, Michael and Rachel. We will probably get to hold on to these or at least make them pretty, and we'll do something else with them again. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to do another video live stream eventually.
At some point, yeah.
once I, you know, get the technology figured out. Only having 3 USB ports is such a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh well. So, got any final thoughts, Mike?
Final thoughts. No, not really. Well, I guess, let's see. I still don't know which one of the various commander decks that I'm gonna make next that I'm actually gonna make next. I know there's a Carador waiting in the wings. There's a Suric Dragonclaw that I was thinking about for a little while. There's a Sidri Galvanic Genius that I've been wanting to do for quite a long time.
Oh yeah.
Lord of Tressorhorn, I started thinking about a few months ago. I don't know, I just gotta figure it out. Thankfully, we have all these new and old commander decks that I can just cannibalize for half of the work.
It's kind of nice.
It'll help, you know, not having to scrounge up all the random uncommons for the mana base. Because they're already there.
That is cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got nothing. My brain is kind of mush. Because it's almost midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, so in between the time that Dorksgiving happened and this was recorded, I uploaded a new random card video with me and Mike. Yay, me and Mike.
Yay. That was a good one.
It was. I learned how to do animation, and that's probably bad.
Now they're all going to take 3 times as long to put up, because you're going to try to do something fancy.
No, I want to do something fancy there because it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'll find that something that funny in all of them to do, so let's hope not. I put up a new TMP News that I recorded live from Nana's house. Yay, Nana's house. And then I recorded a new thing that I've been working on all day to try to get posted, but I doubt it'll go up before this, so I'm not going to tell you. Let's just say that my mom is so cute. Aww. So, yeah. So I guess that's it. You can, you know, all the contact information is the same as it always is, and it's in the show notes and all over the website. So go to themanapool.com and check it out. And I think that's enough. So, happy Dorksgiving, everybody. Hope your Thanksgiving, if you do it, was good. And if not, then I hope your Thursday was good. Yay, Thursday. So, thank you all very much for listening, and go play some Magic.